The players are warming up, the fans are finding their seats, and we're getting ready to bring you our Friday night high school football game of the week here on KARE 93.7 FM, part of the award-winning MSC Sports Radio Network. Coverage of high school football is brought to you by our KARE Country Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just minutes away. Our pregame show begins right after these messages.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on KARE 93.7 FM is brought to you by our area sports boosters. Don't forget, you can catch our coverage of high school football action online at mscsports.net and on our free MSC radio app. Kickoff is just moments away here on your local sports authority, KARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Tonight, it's senior night, and the crowd on hand is ready to go for a game that very well will decide the championship of the Metal Arc Conference as Atchison plays host to Highland Park. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering at the KARE Sports Studio. Gus will be here in a moment. Tom Counts with you, and the flip of the coin prior to the game won by Highland Park, and they have elected to receive Colton Bonnell putting the ball on the tee, and we're about ready to get things underway here in Atchison, Kansas this evening. The advance, the kick is low, bounds at the 25, going to be taken on a hop just short of the 20-yard line. He'll boot to the left side, get across the 25, but short of the 30-yard line is going to be Jamin Wilson. Wilson kind of brought it up the middle, bounced out to the left side a little bit, and then took a straight north, and that's right, in the opening quarter, Highland Park is going to be going from left to right across your dial. Couple of teams know each other very well. Last year when we were in Topeka for this contest, it was unquestionably for the championship of the conference. Tonight's game, similarly. So, first down 10, quarterback, a little wraparound handoff into the middle of the line, and there's nothing there. Maybe a yard, and they might even surge forward with a slow whistle and allow the gain of a couple of yards, but there's not much in the middle. The ball's going to be spotted. They're going to give him around the 29-yard line. So make it a gain of one. Second down 9, Highland Park. The Scots come into the ball game with a 4-1 record. They are a 5A school out of Topeka. Atchison coming with a 4-1 record. They are a 4A school here in Atchison. It's going to be a second down 9 call from their own 29-yard line. Highland Park with a football. Motion man will come to the near side. A little bit of a jet sweep. He looks through the edge, bounces outside, hit from behind. Penalty marker sale as the tackle's made for a loss. Clear across the field, making that tackle, Jaden Carter. And let's see what the penalty is. You're going to expect a hold as that thing came sweeping to the right side, and that is the preliminary indication by the official. As the pitch was made to the sweep player going from left to right, he just had to keep stretching it, because Atchison's defense did a really nice job of bouncing him outside. Ultimately, he tried to get to the edge. There was no edge, and when he slowed down to make that cut, Jayden caught him from behind. Now they're going to assess a penalty, make it second down once again, but this time all the way back at the 19-yard line where it is second down and 19. What a perfect night for high school football here in Atchison, Kansas. 83 degrees at kickoff time. Scarcely any breeze at all. Quarterback is back to throw. Goes over the middle. It's hit. wide open to the 25, 30, 35, 40. Penalty marker at the 50-yard line. That was a superb toss and run and deep, and a catch made by Jamin Wilson. He's the same guy who returned that kickoff a little bit ago. It's going to be first down, and the penalty is a sideline warning for both benches, actually.
Well, you had to figure, as the official was racing on that far sideline, all of a sudden he just dropped it quickly, which usually tells you that you're going to have a little bit of a sideline warning over there.
Yeah, and here's the thing. They scoot over the Highland Park sideline. So I think, in order to keep it all fair, they scoot over the Atchison sideline, too. Say, guys, back up just a minute. It'll be first and 10 Highland Park at their own 44-yard line after that. Nice pass over the middle. Quarterback's going to hand off. They're going to try that jet sweep again. This time, they will cut inside and turn it up across the 45-yard line, but still only picking up a couple of yards. It'll bring up a second down, 8 call.
Zedron Mays over there for Atchison, the near side cornerback, able to make the stop on the play. It's going to bring up a... They're going to give him about 2 on the play. Let's call 2nd and 8.
Atchison under longtime head coach Jim Smith, and for Highland Park, Jermaine Monroe, the head coach.
Can't find it.
Didn't think to look for it. Figured maybe you had it. I wasn't even paying attention. Going to make up a second down across the 45. Call it the 46-yard line. Highland Park with the ball and moving on their first possession of the game. You can hear probably in the background the clap from the quarterback to indicate the snap. And now it's going to be a little halfback pass. He has nowhere to go into. Going to keep it himself. 45, getting the midfield. Big collision. Picks up the first down. Angling out of bounds across the way. And a play that was a broken play. Ultimately, are they going to say he got stepped out of bounds short of the first down by about a yard or so? So across the 50 and at the Atchison 48-yard line, it'll bring up a third down short for the Scots.
Four down territory?
Yeah, I think so.
You're across midfield. You kind of like what your offense has been doing on this possession. Not picking up huge chunks of yardage, but picking up some yardage nonetheless. So I do think that, you know, barring some kind of a big setback on this third down, you're in four down territory.
I think that Highland Park feels like they want to score. They took the ball to start the game. That means that tells me something. Here's a handoff into the left side, cutting back into the middle. I'm going to pick up a first down at the 45-yard line. Now, Gus was talking about the fact that I believe that this game is going to be for the championship of the Meadowlark Conference. Although, Atchison fan, and I talked to a bunch of them before the game, just kind of getting settled in here tonight. Atchison fan expects this to be a 3-touchdown Phoenix win. Which is,
well,
you got to be optimistic. You got to be optimistic for your team. But
Highland Park's coming off a game last week where I'm not sure if Wichita is still not scoring on them.
Yeah, what was it, 70-something?
76-6.
First and 10 to the Atchison 45-yard line. Handoff running back. Bouncing. Hit from behind. Going to be drugged down. There's a big loss at the 50s. Chris Bennett got into the backfield quickly, and Jamin Wilson had absolutely nowhere to go.
Yeah, great job by Chris Bennett, able to get into the backfield, disrupt that play right away, bringing up now a 2nd and 15 with 8:38 left here in the first quarter.
Gus, I didn't know if you were aware of it. They dedicated this game to me tonight. It's senior night here.
It's hard to believe we're already
there. I
feel
that kind of good.
We were here for the first game of the season, and now we're here for senior night.
Senior night. Now, I think that you really need to be careful because I'm going on record right now, not the last game we're going to see on this field for Atchison this year.
I like it. All right. We had that long string of homecomings in a row.
Oh, yeah.
And now we finally end it to start senior night.
That's what we're going to have, a string of those. QB's going to keep it. Wants to throw, can't, gets hit in the backfield, spins it forward, and then a one-arm tackle in the backfield for Atchison. That was a fantastic defensive play back there, and it'll be a loss of about 3 more. I'm looking back there. Was that Landon Bell, maybe?
Yeah, you had Landon Bell back there. You also had getting involved for 55, Miles Greenlee.
Miles, one of the seniors, recognized prior to the game. They had a handful of those young men. Also recognized the other fall sports and activities seniors. Always nice to see them and their families getting a little pat on the back that they very much deserve. Third down, 19. An apparent passing down, and the quarterback is back to throw. Going deep. throwing hard.
Got a man, and that's way out of bounds.
That's almost into lane one, right? It landed right in that little drainage ditch around the field to, you know, kind of keep the water from rolling straight onto the track. And so, at the 7-11 mark of the first quarter, it's going to bring up a fourth down for Highland Park, and you got to think they're going to go ahead and try to pump this thing away.
Here's the deal. Quarterback Aaron Irons has been looking for Jamin Wilson all night. It's Jamin on the carry, Jamin on the sweep, and on that play, it was Jamin running down the sideline to receive the ball. He has been the heart of this offense so far. Fourth down and very long, and here comes the punt. It's not terribly deep. Atchison did not go back, and it takes a huge scotch bounce to the 25-20, 15-10, and rolls down to the 8-yard line. That was spectacular.
17-yard bounce right there for Highland Park, and kicking the football was also their quarterback, Eamon Irons.
So now we're going to get our first look at the Phoenix offense this evening. Let's compare the size of these schools and some of the things that we do know about them. What could you use?
You got a black pen?
No, I found a pencil, though. I'm pretty happy with that. Atchison, I mentioned, is a 4A school with an enrollment of 420 students. Highland Park is a 5A school with an enrollment of 963. It is way more than twice the size of Atchison. Then again, Atchison, I believe, the smallest team in the Meadowlark. Here's a handoff, running back, bust straight ahead, and look at the run at the 20, at the 25-yard line. That was a very nice 17-yard run straight ahead. First and 10, Aiden Rebeck. He's one of the seniors, and he's getting a start tonight. Atchison, as they love to do, racing up over the football, no huddle. This time the handoff, straight ahead run, and again it's going to be Aiden this time, tackled at the ankles for a 3-yard pickup.
Yeah, that time nice job by Highland Park getting into the backfield, disrupting. It was going to be Ricky Crawford, a senior linebacker for the Scots.
QB, little play action, steps back, looks over the middle, he's got a man caught, and that's a touchdown. You can count it down if you want to. There's no need. Looking left, looking right. Jay-Z Kelly says there's nobody but me in the end zone. Touchdown, Phoenix, at 6:20 to go in the first quarter.
Well, you heard me say uh-oh because Jay-Z Kelly ran a post route. The cornerback stopped, the safety stopped, and Jay-Z was 12 yards away from the nearest defender. He caught the ball, looked around, and said, huh, this could be fun. Takes off to the end zone and quickly Atchison on the board on their first possession.
Colton Bonnell, I'm going to call that about 67-yard strike. And the Phoenix on the board waiting for that PAT. And Colton throws the TD pass. Now he's going to warm up the toe, looking for the PAT. Snapback is a good one. The boot is airborne and perfect. We're taking a break, Joseph. First possession of the ball game for Atchison, and they're on the board. It's 6:20 to go in the first. Phoenix, 7. Scott's nothing.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgan, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
After the huge Atchison play and a long touchdown reception, Highland Park puts its kick return unit back out on the field. And again, it's Jamin Wilson and Genesis Cooper. They're going to settle in around their own 15-yard line. A short advance. The boot is away, and it'll angle to the far side. That's going to be Cooper taking it. He'll get it about the 17, left side of the 20. 5:30, 5, and upturned short of the 40-yard line, around the 38. The tackle made by Deacon Stout. It's the first and 10 for Highland Park.
That time Deacon just grabbed the kick returner by the shoulder pads and slung him around. Nice job not to grab inside and pull backwards. A nice tackle right there by Deacon Stout.
Had a nice
brief chat as they were headed into the locker room after the pregame warm-ups with Coach Monroe before the game. He wishes you well and extends his best, Gus.
Did you wear glasses on the sideline?
He did not when I saw him and was talking to him earlier. He may have contact. Who knows? 37-yard line of their own. It's Highland Park. They'll go the first time in the game to the left, and it's going to be a nice little run for Craig Sipple. Miles Greenlee is over there. Another Phoenix senior. Now, I'm going to say something about these seniors. You know what they don't know? They don't know not winning this conference.
Yeah.
Because I was talking to activities director Lukenhoff a moment ago and asking you, how many years in a row has Atchison won the Metal Arc? If they're successful, this would be the fourth consecutive conference title for Coach Smith and his team.
That's Mr. Lukenhoff to me.
Mr. Lukenhoff to you. I go with TL. Second down, 7. Just beyond their own 40-yard line, Highland with the football, and they're going to run a similar play, but prior to the snap, we have a whistle and the play called dead. Our preliminary indication is encroachment on the defense. Atchison's got some big, big, big guys out there, okay? And I'll tell you what, the guy who... And he's not a senior, but I'm down on the field and talking to folks. And Brody Barnes goes by. And Gus, I think it casts a shadow, man. He is a large, big, strong young man. So the advance with the penalty makes it a second down, 2 across their own 45-yard line. QB, a very deep pitch. And that is going to be problematic as the runner is looking to get to the edge. He will not, but he's going to be horse collar tackled on the near sideline. That's going to cost Atchison some yardage.
Think?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And there's another one.
And more.
And another one. Now, those came well after the play, okay?
Yeah, and you look at Highland Park, and they have a player that just dropped his head after those two penalties came in.
I admire officiating crews. They do a very difficult job. And now they're coming over and talking to the coaches, getting this all sorted and ironed out. Thank you. But I admire the resourcefulness. The official throws the flag, and then he throws the beanbag, and then what else do you throw? You throw your hat.
Throw your hat. Yeah, and Brody Barnes is pointing over there to the Highland Park sideline.
Okay. First one is a hold. Second one is an unsportsmanlike.
It's Atchison.
And
oh, no. Yogi's down there, and he pointed the other way. The officials said, thank you, and pointed away to the other side.
Okay, so we're going to wait for this.
See, and I kind of questioned that when you said,
I thought
this looked like a horse call
by the neck.
It kind of came in right around where he was trying to turn the corner, and when it was all said and done, you're going to have a holding. Then you're going to have a dead ball unsportsmanlike conduct, so you're really going to lose about 25 yards when this is all said and done, right?
He's going to go back to around the 21-yard line, so that will leave Highland Park facing a second down and 15, 20,
yeah.
25, 6, something
yeah.
like that.
Because the holding occurred down the field, so it's 10 yards from the spot of that foul, and then add more to it.
Now, Gus, are you old enough, and maybe not, to remember in the olden days when they would have, if there would be two penalties, they would march one, set the ball down, pick it up, and march back the other way? Here's a snap back. Fake to the pitch to the right, handoff to the left, getting to the edge, upfield, and hit around the 30-yard line. That was a nice 10-yard pickoff, but it's still going to be third and long. Aiden Reban. He was hustling over there to make the tackle on the play. Thank you.
And then he gave you your other one.
Good. Yeah, yeah, we're going. 4:56 to play in the opening quarter. Now we got another penalty, and that play is coming back. So we got another hold over there, and this one is going to be. Now it's back at the 10-yard line. They got to get to the 48.
I was going to say, now the problem becomes you can't even punt it from here for a first down.
No.
Right?
They're 38 yards from a first down. Maybe 37. You know, at this point, we'll call it 38. Just inside, 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Phoenix in front, 7-0, scoring on their initial possession of the game. Quarterback with three right, one left. Back to throw again. Stops up. Looking. Goes back over to mid. Let's pass. They were successful goal before, but this time it's going to be intercepted. To the right, down to the 25-yard line. Lance Dorsch. Lance at the 15-10. Lance Blyant trying to get to the goal line, and he's in. Touchdown, Phoenix. As Highland Park went back to the well. This time, it was a great job by Lance. 31-yard interception return and Atchison. At 4:43 to go in the opening quarter, is now up 13-0.
Hey, Atchison's starting to kick the doors a little bit. Now Highland Park, his next possession is going to be big for them, right? First quarters have been big for us over the last couple, right?
Wow. We had 5 touchdowns in the opening quarter last Saturday, scored by Benedictman. And Atchison has just notched its second of the opening quarter right there. PAT set to get back underway here. And it is airborne, and count that one for Colton Bonnell, and we're going to get a timeout. Take it a break at Amelia Earhart Stadium. We're early in the ball game. It's all Phoenix. Atchison 14, Highland Park nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
At Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where the Phoenix have raced to a 2-touchdown lead and are set to kick it away once again.
You know what I love about high school football? A good band.
It's a great band. They're fantastic. Here's the kick. It is short. It'll be taken by an up man, losing his footing for a moment. Gary regains it, but is unable to really make a lot out of it. Now he'll break away. Flying up the left side and still running across the 50, 40-yard line in Atchison territory. Gus, he slipped, nearly fell at his own 30. I thought he was going to be done as there were a couple of defenders right on him. And yet, getting away to the outside, a big return. That was really something Highland Park needed.
Yeah, like a 22-yard return right there is going to take it back to where Atchison kicked the ball from. So, for Highland Park, this, we talked about a moment ago, was a huge possession for them.
The Scots, and I love this uniform. It is a white jersey with that crimson red helmet, gray pants, red and gray lettering and trim. Those pants have the crimson stripe down the side. That is a great uniform. QB's back, little wraparound handoff, head of the backfield, and Carter with the TFL on the first down.
Yeah, great job right there by Jaden Carter getting into the backfield. Able to wrap up the running back and throw him for a quick loss. And right there, as soon as Jahani Montgomery caught the handoff, he looked up and saw 2-7 in his grill.
It'll bring up a second down and 13 for the Scots. Now pushed back to the Atchison 43-yard line. They got to get this thing down to the Phoenix 30.
This has kind of been a definition of the first quarter for Highland Park is looking at playing behind the sticks.
QB play action, pumps once now, throwing deep right side. His man undefended, and he missed him. There was not a defender within, 13, 16 yards?
Yeah, the cornerback stayed up. He was covering the flat. The safety never saw the receiver slip out, and that time it was Joe King Cannon wide open down the field and just couldn't connect with him.
Joe's coming back and going, man, you put a little air underneath that. I had all day to run underneath that football.
Who's more upset about that, King Cannon or Irons? Because Irons wants that pass back in a bad way.
Absolutely. He's a great young athlete out there and does a good job running this ball club from the quarterback spot. Again, Highland Park coming in at 4-1, 4-0 until they went up against 6A powerhouse Wichita East last Friday. Third down, 13 is your call. Twins left, and now the wing right. Nobody wide to the right side. QB with the snap, back, lobs one right side, and it's going to be caught in the flat at the 40, 35, down the right side, picking up a first down and a little to spare.
And Highland Park Scots will advance the sticks with a first down.
That time a little flip screen to Craig Sipple, the tight end right there. And a nice job by Irons. He lofted that ball up, allowed Sipple to run under it, catch it near the sideline, pick up big yardage all the way down to the 25-yard line. That'll be first and 10. Scots there with 3.5 minutes.
Highland Park's in no hurry. They do not have to race out there and race down the field. They are not like the Atchison offense without a huddle and flies up over the ball. Now the handoff right side, delayed stutter step, gets to the outside edge, angles to the sideline, and going to pick up yardage down to the 20. So you'll take five at a time if you're Highland Park.
Well, and you talk about the Highland Park motto. I think for them it's less of how many plays can I run? It's more how many yards can I get, right? They're more worried about picking up yards, trying to pick up first downs, and less worried about do I run 50 plays or did I run 70 plays tonight.
Second down, five, call QB, flares it over to the left flat, the floater caught at the 20, down to the 15, a stiff arm to the 12-yard line.
Lance Norris over there to make the stop for Atchison, and was that Jihani Montgomery again?
Genesis Cooper.
Genesis, okay.
Making a little snag out of the backfield there. So they'll advance the chains, and this has been exactly what the doctors ordered for Highland Park. Now, if they're really going to do what they need, they'll punch in a point here, try to get that zero off the board. Atchison in front, 14-0, down to 3:25 to play in quarter number one. Again, they go two to the left, and no one wide right. They'll go to the reverse, and again, I think they wanted the halfback pass. It wasn't there, and the running back will just dance into the middle, and Jamin Wilson will get very little. Landon Bell sees to it.
Landon Bell doing a great job right there playing that defensive end. Never got sucked over with the initial handoff. Stayed at home. The reverse came back his way. Gives up only a yard on the play. It's going to be second and nine on a play that Highland Park has on the call sheet. That is a big play getter.
Inside three to go in the opening quarter. Highland Park looking to get the zero off the board. Atchison already with a couple of touchdowns. Scott so methodical, so patient as they walk up over the ball. You got a triangle now on the right side.
There we go. Jermaine needs a timeout because they were
very confused. The alignment with the triples were over here was wrong, and we're going to take a break, Joseph. Taking a timeout with the Scots with 2:34 to go in quarter number one. Atchison, 14, Highland Park, nothing.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good evening once again from Atchison, Kansas. Meadowlark Conference High School football on a Friday night in October. 2.5 minutes ago in the opening quarter, Atchison in front, 14-0, but Highland Park moving the football. Looks now at a second down, 9 at their own 15-yard line. And Coach Smith has a beast down there. See that? I'm not sure what it is, but he's on the sideline, and we're holding up the game. He's got a couple of officials drawn over to him, head linesman and the referee. And whatever it is, he's not quite done sharing what he thinks about it. The officials say, okay, we gotta go back to work. And they wave him back over to his sideline, and here we go. It is a second down, 9 call. QB's going to keep it and hand off again on a reverse. So sweep left side. What a nice run to the 20, or rather to the 15, 10, near the goal line. It's going to be first and goal, inches away, and that was a great run. Is he in? They're going to give him the touchdown. I thought he might have gone up short, but give the score, Genesis Cooper.
Genesis Cooper was off the left side and then cuts it back up into the middle of the field of play, able to get it into the end zone for Highland Park's first touchdown of the evening.
And he went old school as he made the cut, cradling the ball in his right arm, his left arm extended and hand on the shoulder of the pulling guard. rode him all the way to the goal line. And here comes the Highland Park PAT effort. And Gus, let's see who's going to put a toe to this. All right. Kicking the ball for Highland Park is Jameel Williams Sanders, Jr. Highland Park does not put the names on the back because they would have to have such small letters with that long surname. Couldn't have read it. Here's a PAT. It is up. Count it. And the Scots are on the board. Taking a break, Joseph, at 2:25 to go in the opening quarter. We got a ball game. Atchison 14, Highland Park 7.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Well, the Phoenix are getting set for their first kick return of the game. And they're going to send Leighton Boldridge and J.Z. Kelly back to return the kicks, settling in at their own 10. Hard to believe we're this far into the football season. Game 6 already. We're after tonight. We're two-thirds through it.
Highland Park only has one regular season game left after tonight.
Here's a bounce to the 15 at the 10, and it hits the pylon. What a break for Atchison. Guys, I thought that was going to roll out of bounds like an inch away from the line.
Yeah. And then instead, the thing hits the pylon. So the ball will go out on the touchback, and
it just rolled and tumbled and started angling to the far side, and it kept staying in the field of play. And then when it hit the pylon, and those things are not in the ground hard, you know, anything knocks them over, it just went up against a kind of clunk and stopped right against the pylon. Awesome. First and 10, Phoenix at their own 20. Do you like first and 10 at the 20 on the touchback?
I still like 25.
There you go. Straight ahead run for Atchison, and that's a first down. A blast for a quick 11. And Atchison back up over the ball. And I'm going to tell you what, old Aiden Reman's getting after tonight.
Yeah. Aiden Reman, a nice little downhill run. Now he's going to check out of the ballgame. Atchison going to bring a new back in.
And the handoff will go to the new running back. And there's not much room for Leighton Boldridge in there. He's going to be across the line of scrimmage. Stood up around the 30. They're going to give him the 35. So about a 3-yard gain. Second down 7, Phoenix. Inside 2 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It is a one-score Atchison lead, 14-7. Two left, one right. Snap is very low. Atchison will pick it up off the ground. A pass over to the right side. It's going to be caught, juggled, and held on to it. Take it down right at the first down marker. So for Atchison, it is going to be Eric Smith with the catch. Because he was doing a juggling. I remember how Steve Martin, early on in his career, he would juggle. That's kind of what it looked like out there, but he did a great job of getting it corralled. And it's a first down. Hand off into the middle. Straight ahead running. Nothing there this time for Leighton. A yard or so. Second down 9. I'd like to know what the average number of plays per game that the Phoenix roll out. Quarterback is back, looking left, going into the flat, an undefended receiver at the 45-yard line, goes to the 40, a defender's helmet's pulled off, and the catch in advance by Lance Norris is into Highland Park territory to the 39-yard line.
Isn't that been kind of the definition of the night? Atchison drops back in a wide open receiver. There's been a lot of blown coverage.
Teams have wide open guys.
A lot of blown coverage tonight.
First down call. Atchison will go straight ahead. There's nothing there.
That time trying to run it straight ahead with Leighton Boldridge, but in on the tackle for the Scots, you're going to find Feliciano Rice, a junior defensive end.
Leighton is 6'1", buck 85, junior. He's staying in the backfield on a second down 9 call. Quarterback is back to throw, steps up in the pocket, has a man, and
It's off the fingertips and incomplete there on the 20-yard line. Bringing up a third down and long. Lance Norris, the intended receiver. Got to say what, he was really well covered, and that pass was pretty well thrown.
Yeah, Kyshawn Drew was the safety coming back across the middle of the field looking to put a hit on Lance Norris.
Third down, 9, Phoenix. QB looks left, throws left, and is behind Jay-Z and incomplete.
That play took 1.8 seconds, in case you were wondering.
But the thing is, Jay-Z Kelly goes down the left side, couple three steps, cuts back into the middle, a little crossing pattern, and the pass was behind him. Had he not cut to the middle, it was probably where he had been if he was on a 9, but instead he was on like a 7 or whatever they were calling it. Fourth down and long. Atchison will keep the offense in. Quarterback runs, throws, and a diving effort. Is it caught? It is! What a spectacular catch by Lance Norris, and Atchison picks up the fourth down yardage.
Eric Smith III is going to go back to the huddle, and he's going to tell Colton, hey, look at me. That time, his cornerback stopped, and he was running the 9.
Going to have to hurry to get a playoff here before the end of the opening quarter. 1, and that's it. First quarter in the Busch Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. The score, Atchison 14, Highland Park 7.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all 6 rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Happy to have you back along with us here on Care Radio this evening. Don't forget, after the game, it's the guys with the high school football scoreboard show. Scores and details from games from all around the area. So, get that thing in, y'all. I think it'd be well entertained.
Good to see Dennis here tonight with his camera.
Oh,
there was James.
Right, yeah, I saw him down there.
Probably getting ready for hoop season. Did you see today that the Heart of America Athletic Conference released their preseason poll?
I did. Lady Ravens picked to be 2 in the conference in the preseason poll.
And the guys were somewhere right around the middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack?
Yep.
Here's your first down call. Here, bouncing to the outside with the football. There goes Layton. He'll turn the corner. Get down to the 10. Get near the end zone. Touchdown, Phoenix! Layton Bouldridge, he just decided he was going to score. Gus, I mean, he was dragging defenders. I kept thinking they were going to get him to tumble to the ground, and he did not. And on the first play of the second quarter, Atchison goes back up by 2 scores.
What a job right there by Layton Bouldridge. Ran off to the left side, gave a great stiff arm right around the second level, got near the goal line, and was able to slip 2 defenders and work his way into the end zone. Excellent run right there by Layton.
And the Atchison backfield handles the PAT, rebound with the hold. It is down, and Bonnell's kick is, again, perfect. Joseph has a quick timeout, and we're going to be back with it. 7:50 to go in the second quarter. Atchison 21, Highland Park 7.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all-white meat chicken is ready to Fiesta. Fresh pico is ready to Fiesta. And our Fiesta sauce is obviously ready to Fiesta. Kind of its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants. And your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 bucks for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app. Earn free food.
No, that is not a UFO.
Is that another drone though, out the end zone?
On the end zone and here to 50. They don't call them UFOs now. They call them something else, right? But anyway, yeah, they're just drones up here. I think the rule is it cannot be over the fields, but they are hovering around it, hovering, I guess, around the boundary line pretty closely. The Phoenix kick of the way, and that's the deepest kick of the game, taken at the 9, turning to the middle, across to 20, and up to the 25-yard line. Nice little return, and good spot for Highland to begin this series. Waxing gibbous moon. See, it should be, you know, it's not that bad, 63% moon out there, but it just feels very, very dark skies. Senior night here at Atchison High School. They recognized the seniors prior to the game, and for AHS, the rest of the regular season is going to be a matter of packing up the bus and taking it on the road. First and 10, Scott at their own 25-yard line. HP quarterback, Aaron Irons. It's a UAV. There you go. Hand off into the right side. That's good for two. I mean, a two really, really, really hard-earned yards. And it'll bring up a second down. Eight.
I cheated. I got help from the audience. Is that like the phone a friend?
Yeah, it's like that.
Except this was like phone a really smart person.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Joseph.
Guys know stuff. Fantastic.
So it'll bring up a second and 8 for Highland Park, trailing by 14. And for Highland Park, this is going to be their fourth possession of the evening. They've had a punt, they've thrown a pick six, and a touchdown the last time they had the football.
So if you're Highland Park, are you starting to worry a little bit about where has the offense gone? Oh, because last week they were not able to generate much, and so far tonight they have not been able to generate much. Let's see what their scores are. You've got them right there. Go ahead.
Yeah, so they won 52-0 in their first game against Wyandotte. They beat Sumner 42-0. They beat Schlegel 32-0. And they beat Harmon 48-0. Do you realize that they went into week 5 having not given up a single point? Then Wichita East scores 74 on them. Atchison scores 21 in just over a quarter against them. So maybe less about where the offense has gone and where has the defense gone to.
Now, there's no penalty out of the field, but the officials, again, are talking to the coaching staff. This time they're talking to Coach Monroe over in the Highland Park sideline. So let's talk about the Phoenix. Atchison dropped his first game. We were here to Ottawa. A surprisingly now good Ottawa who's 4-1. But it was 24-14. Since then, Atchison has scored 55, 55, 49, and, yes, 55.
55 is kind of their wheelhouse, right?
Kind of the number. Second down, they're going to call it second down, and it doesn't for Highland Park. Quarterback back to throw. Irons lobs one left side. There is defender falls, and it's caught across the 50, and he's going to score it. No one will be able to catch Highland Park's Ricky Crawford. How about that? And now a marker down near midfield. That's the right about where the Atchison defender slipped and fell. Are they bringing that thing back?
I can't imagine, and this is going to be a sideline warning against Atchison. So count the touchdown, what do you want to call it, 70?
Yeah. I'm calling that 73.
73-yard touchdown pass for Highland Park. Quickly, just got to answer back and make this an 8-point game with the PAT pending.
And here's the thing. The defensive player who had slipped and fallen, Gus, when that ball was thrown, he was stride for stride with the receiver, and then he lost his footing, and that receiver was just left wide, wide open, and old Ricky took that thing, and his senior from Highland Park rambles. Point after, up, and did it get inside? It did. Taking another timeout, Joseph. Points are coming onto the board like rain from the sky. 10:28 to go in the first half. Atchison 21, Highland Park 14.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
I guess I'm going to tell you as this game has gone on. I thought it's anything I can see or notice, I feel pretty good about the way it's being officiated and the way the game is being managed by the crew. Now we're going to get an unsportsmanlike conduct call. And I don't know when that happened, but Smith is just now talking about it. And he's over here talking to Coach Smith. Coach Monroe is all the way out to the numbers out on the field. He wants an explanation.
Well, did they just call the unsportsmanlike against Atchison?
No, they called it against Tyler Park.
No.
See? Because they're going to march this thing and kick it off from the 50.
Yeah. No, they're going to kick it from the Atchison 45.
You're right. They called it against Atchison. That's right. They pointed Atchison.
Yeah.
So unsportsmanlike Atchison, and that is going to, going to move it to the 45-yard line. Atchison's 45, where Highland Park will be kicking off.
See, and if you're Atchison, you've got to be awake for this, because if I'm Highland Park, I'll be kicking
on
time. You got nothing to lose here.
No.
10 yards, the ball still at the 35. Rolls out of bounds, ball still at the 35. Like, I mean, you have nothing to lose but trying to catch this football.
Now, Coach Smith understands that. Look at all those, look at the numbers on the front row. They're all 10s and 20s and 30s.
Wow.
Okay? Those 60s and 70s up front right here.
I mean, you've got wide receiver up front and Johnny Reeves over here. And, again, good hands, guys.
So here we go. Highland Park. Now they got to get 11 guys out of the field. They've already got too many out there now, don't they?
Nope, that's 11.
No, but they're off balance. They're 4 and 6.
6 and 4. Now Jermaine's back out on the field.
This is a mess. We're 10:28 to go. Joseph, we got a long way to go. I don't want to miss any of the scoreboard show. We got to get this thing rolling here. Fishers are still conferencing. Wait, it is a political year, so we can call it caucusing.
There you go.
How about that?
Isabel always liked fancy words, right?
But you got to love, the more syllables, the better it is. It's just simple as that. Here we go. The kick. That thing is going to go out the back, and Highland Park had no joking. They were just going to boot that away. First and 10, Phoenix.
But that's
28
that's,
to go and a half.
See, that's just a wasted play.
Yeah, it is kind of. A wasted opportunity anyways, I would think.
Even if you're not going to kick the onside, find a spot. Kick it to it. See if you can pin the ball at the 6-yard line between the numbers and the sideline, right? Like, this is your opportunity to work on things, okay?
Because you talk about it, after this, it gets really, really serious for these teams.
Yeah, I mean, Highland Park, like I said, they've got one game remaining. They've got an off week next week.
Here's a run to the left side for Atchison, and sprinting around the edge is going to be Lance Norris. And Lance will be piled up after a 5-yard gain. Second down, 5, Atchison at his own 20-yard line with a 1-touchdown lead.
That time, Josh Weeks makes the stop. Josh, a big guy out there, only a junior for Highland Park, playing that nose tackle. And we're going to talk about the Highland Park defense after this play.
Hand off into the middle of the line, and this time there's nothing doing. Tackled right at the line of scrimmage.
I'm going to give that to Josh again. Big Josh Weeks on that play.
Hayden Brebant with the carry.
Highland Park has come out in just your standard 43 defense to start this game.
Back to throw down the left side, and it is just a little bit too long. Look over J.C. Kelly. Here's the thing. J.C. catches that. It's a 75-yard score.
And Jay-Z doesn't look exactly thrilled with Tremaine Savage, who was in coverage right there. After Tremaine made the defensive play, he had a couple words, and this thing could get spirited by the end of the night.
49-second possession for Atchison, and that includes one running play. And Phoenix that quick, they're going to be putting it away. Now, Atchison's being given a lot of respect. The return man's back at his own 35-yard line. And Atchison fakes it, and the pass is no good. The snap was back. Atchison had gone for the fake punt, and Gus Leighton Boldridge,
threw that out there, but it was not caught on the other end. And tell you what, is that Amaje Lockett?
Yep.
Lockett was the guy who they were looking for. Now for Highland Park, a golden opportunity. They have just scored on a long play. They've just held Atchison to less than a 60-second possession. And Atchison's going to turn the ball back over 25 yards away from their own end zone. Highland Park, first and 10 of the Phoenix 25. You know what I'm really proud of? I'm really proud that it's been kind of a while. Now, I'll hex myself, but I don't care. I haven't used the R word in years now. Huh?
How good is that?
You're doing well. I'm really proud of that, just so you know. It was not just an overnight change, first down call. QB's back, looks left, goes left, gets his man at the 15, gets down to the 10, goes down to the 5, it's first and goal at the 4-yard line.
That time they were able to find a little crossing pattern over the middle, and on the reception, Joe Kincannon, the sophomore, makes the catch, runs it across the middle. Now he gets up and he kind of grabs that left arm a little bit. When he went down, he went shoulder first into the turf.
Okay, I got a question for you. Why is it at every level, and I don't care whether it's NFL, we see it a lot in the college, we're seeing it here tonight, why is the slant so incredibly effective? It seems like anybody who runs it has luck with it.
Because it's so simple. Defenses don't talk about it. Offenses don't think about it, right? Like, sometimes the easiest answer is right in front of you, and then you keep going around it because you're like, well, yeah, that's always there. My problem is, if it's always there, run it until somebody stops you.
First down carry into the middle, good for no additional yardage. It is second and goal from the 4. 8:40 and rolling along here in the opening half. And Highland Park looking to tie this game up. Atchison leading it 21-14. HP will send two wide to the left side, and one of them way, way, way wide. Quarterback will hand off, and on a misdirection at the original yard line, and no more. That was just a little trap play, and it went nowhere in a hurry. That Atchison defensive front, Gus, is just so good.
Yeah, Jaden Carter got in there along with Landon Bell and Miles Greenlee. And I'm going to tell you, if any of those three hit you, you're not going to break free. If all three of them hit you, you're in some trouble. 8 minutes left here in the first half of play. It is going to bring up now a third and goal for Highland Park at the 4-yard line.
And, yes, I think the Scots are in 4-down territory. I mean, they could kick a field goal. We saw them, you know, they're point out the group is plenty good for that, but would you?
Coach Arnold's having a nice start to his night.
21-14. I'll be curious to hear about that right after this third down call. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. Tries the outside. No blocking. Back to the line of scrimmage. Fourth and goal at the 4. Eric Smith with a nice defensive play after they turned the quarterback into the middle. And Highland Park, after moving briskly downfield, because they have been stymied three times now at the 4-yard line.
And that play really was set off because it was a high snap, right? If you're going to run a quarterback draw, you can't start that play with a high snap. It was, and the defender was right there to make the play. And Coach Monroe taking a lot of time sending in this fourth and goal call from the 4-yard line.
I would put it, take a minute, make sure I had my very best play right here. I mean, for Highland Park, they understand if they don't get it in, and they want to, they'll have pinned Atches in deep in their own end, but
they're just going to run to the wide side of the field.
Got trips over to the right side. QB's back. He's going to throw. Looking right. Throwing right. Into traffic. It's going to be picked off, and it's going to be taken back for 98 yards. No one is going to make this catch across the 50.
Uh-oh.
There's a defender from behind. He does make the tackle. That was a phenomenal play for Atchison. What I thought was going to be a 97-yard interception return turns into a 77-yard interception return.
Wow. What speed we just saw from Highland Park's Jamon Wilson able to track down J.Z. Kelly, because I was with you. I was like, I don't think anybody's going to be able to catch him.
No, J.Z. Kelly's got blinding speed, and he was caught from behind and run down. First and 10 for the Phoenix Natchez, and not only avoids giving up the score, avoids giving up their lead, but now They're in business with great field position. Pass over to the near side, and that is broken up, and there's going to be a penalty marker down. They're going to say it's broken up, looking for Kelly. They're going to call a pass interference. And if I'm Atchison, I love the matchup because you got Eric Smith over here who is, you know, 6'3", and you got a defender on him who's 5'7". That is a huge, huge play. And there's the penalty being called against Highland Park, and they will assess this thing. Let's see how far they march it down the field. They got it to the 20, into the 15, and now stop at the 11-yard line. It is an automatic first down. First and 10, Phoenix at the 11. Deep now in Scott's territory. Quarterback's going to keep it, makes a late pitch. Slayton Boldridge will bounce to the outside. He's at a 10, hit hard at the 6, down at a 5. Slayton Boldridge, his whole body just kind of snapped back as that defender hit him right in the numbers.
You know what that run right there by Leighton reminded me of? That touchdown run he had to start the second quarter. He got hit so hard the last time, and he just kind of squirted free. Now we're going to see the Wildcat with Jaden.
Jaden will take the snap, tries the middle, dances outside, keeps his feet beneath him, keeps his balance. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Phoenix. He was hit at the line of scrimmage because he is so strong. He's got such good balance, and he would not relent.
What a job right there by Jaden Carter. That time, Atchison ran that big package where they take three guys, line them up behind the guard, tackle, tight end on the right side. So you basically have six linemen lined up to the right, and Jaden just ran it behind him and walks into the end zone.
Atchison looking for their fourth PAT of the game. And now they're bringing in their 11th player. You'd think you'd have enough guys. They got 12 out there now, Gus. Look at this. 12 men. The PAT is up and good. Count them as they come off and see if I'm wrong. Taking a timeout at 5:51 to go in the half. Atchison 28, Highland Park 14.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Happy to have you with us here. Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas, where a minute ago, Highland Park was getting set inside the Atchison 5-yard line to tie the game. And moments later, Atchison, who had taken the ball away, has punched in another score and leads it 28-14. The Phoenix kickoff is away. No one is back to recover it or retrieve it, and it's going to dance into the end zone for the touchback. Okay, do you like not running them out of the end zone?
Well, in high school, they won't let you.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like that?
And I don't. I mean, I get why they don't let you because there are too many people that would.
There are some who would like that.
And I'm sure it's some kind of an injury preventative thing because the last thing you need is guys trying to run 100-yard touchdowns. I've not met many kick returners that didn't think they were going to score one. Yeah. I never met a high school kick returner.
Yeah.
That didn't
I'm just saying, when you're 16, you can return every one of them.
Yeah,
absolutely. First and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Here comes Highland Park. In a game that I've been characterizing as the championship of the Meadowlark League. Quarterback. Little pitch, sweeping to the left side, hit from behind, pulling away, but not going to pull away from the rest of the defense. It's going to be a 3-yard gain on a lot of running wide to the left side.
Lance Norris along with Miles Greenlee over there to make the stop for the Atchison defense. They're going to give him what?
About three.
Three on the play. Bring up second and 7 now for
Highland Park. Scott's going to huddle this thing up, and now the play is going to come in from Coach Monroe along the far sideline, and bringing it in is Aaron Irons. Aaron is a junior. And are we getting another timeout? No?
Yeah,
we're
going to
have an illegal procedure call. Well, they're going to get this assessed, and it's a golden time for us to remind you that with our man back in the Care Radio studios, Joseph and Gus Couch with me here, Tom Constant, this is, in fact, KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, where Friday nights mean high school football and Saturdays mean Benedictine football, except for not tomorrow. Because the Ravens, much like the Chiefs this weekend, have the open date in their schedule.
Are you a little confused? No baseball? No.
Some of the folks up here and I were lamenting the fact that baseball has ended. Here's a handoff trying to sweep right and a real late penalty. Now a little bumping. And we'll see what this will be. I suspect I know what it is, but we're going to let the official make the call.
But you don't.
Okay. We're going to find out.
Nope.
No?
Because he threw it before the retaliation.
Okay. It's always the second guy, though.
It's always the second, but the official was there and saw the first one.
All right. Well, here comes our call. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Highland Park. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Atchison. And
so they even
they will nullify one another.
So what happened was the big right guard threw an Atchison guy to the ground. The Atchison guy wasn't thrilled about it. He kind of pushed him on his way back
he
up.
He blocked him real hard.
And it was all said and done. The official said, hey, let's clean it up. No harm, no foul. Let's move on.
They've been saying that quite a bit, and we're still 4-plus minutes to go in the first half.
Usually we're at halftime by 8 o'clock.
Yeah, not tonight. Here's a third down, 15. Call a quarterback with a really deep drop, running for his life, throws it downfield, and it's batted away. A nice defensive play for Atchison is Dontrell Fox, the intended receiver. Aiden Reband is having like some kind of game.
Yeah, Aiden Reband's been all over the place, right? That time he was able to get a hand up and get a finger on the football. And that was a pass that I really thought was going to be, you know, right in there for a completed pass. But a great job by Aiden, and it's going to bring up now a fourth down for Highland Park. And you got to think they're going to punt the ball, and if they do, this will only be their second punt of the evening.
Quarterback Aaron Irons is the punter, and he's going to stand at his own five-yard line, and Atchison will be sitting a return man in Lance Norris back. The boot is away. Lance calls for a fair catch at the last instant. Man, I don't know how late can you call for that fair catch and expect to not get hit.
That's why he got bumped afterwards.
But not hit.
Yeah, no, the officials are going to say, hey, no harm, no foul. You got to do a better job of getting that hand up.
That defender was bearing down on him. The ball was coming down at him. And, like, a half a step away, he throws that arm up really quickly. He's like, you know what? I'm thinking this is the right plan. And it was the right plan, by the way.
Bill was the quarterback, right?
Do what?
Arnold?
Yeah. Absolutely. 100%.
Right.
Okay, so that punt is going to let Atchison, with 4:15 to go in the half, begin a series in Highland Park's Tappan Field at the 44-yard line. Atchison in their home red jerseys, gold pants, white helmets, lettering, and trim.
Well, you know what we probably haven't talked much about this year?
Like, what's holding this game up? I'd like to know what that is, but what else can we talk about?
The Atchison helmet.
Uh-huh.
It is white.
It is.
With the new A with the Phoenix wing.
Uh-huh.
And it's got three stripes down the middle of it, right? One solid red line, a thicker one, and it's flanked by two. I don't know. It's not like a yellow. It is more of like a 49ers gold or a Vegas gold.
It's definitely like a 49ers color.
Yeah. The way it pipes on either side. The official basically is telling Atchison, you've got to do a better job of calling for a fair catch.
It's a teaching moment. Quarterback is back to throw for Atchison. Fires one. Undefended receiver is overthrown at the 5. Downfield, there was no one near.
inside their own maze.
Why are we seeing so many wide-open receivers?
I don't know. And we have had a plethora.
See,
ooh, there you go.
Fancy words.
Lots of them. They've been everywhere.
Like
and the quarterbacks have not hit on a lot of them.
Wasn't autumn the word?
Autumn
was the,
fan,
was the fancy
here's,
word?
Here's the pass over to the left side, and it's going to be caught. Jay-Z shouldn't have. He made the catch, and three defenders wrapped him up, and ultimately, a tough catch turns into a five-yard loss.
That time, Daniel Crawford over there to make the stop for Highland Park, and Atchison quickly looking at a third and 15 with 3:47 left here in the first half.
Rolling along. QB will take it. Play action. Looks right. Throws right. His receiver's open. Smith, and it's out of his reach and incomplete. Hit by a defender after the play. And
Tremaine Savage, who was in coverage right there, and he's going to get credit for a pass breakup. But if I'm Atchison, start going to the air maybe just a little more, because those guys are open tonight.
No question about it. But throwing the football, throwing incompletions, guys, takes no time off the clock. And there's still plenty of time for Honda Park to get one on the board. 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Snap is back. The Phoenix punt is away. It's another really good one. Away from the return man. It's a 20, 15, 10. Still rolling. 5-yard line. Wow. And the return man for Honda Park was foolishly close to that football. I mean, he was like thinking about reaching and scooping it up. He was inches away. 3:25 to go in the half. It is a 2-touchdown lead for Atchison. I think Atchison would be looking for his fifth in a row, guys, but the season before the streak started was the COVID year that they did not do that. Now, for Highland Park, they've got the ball. They've got 3:25 left here in the first half of play. But you also have to remember back to the start of the game, they won the toss. They elected to take the football. So Atchison will get the ball to start the second half.
Quarterback is back to throw, standing in the end zone, looking, throws it late and incomplete. And that could have been, was it dipped by Eric Smith?
Yeah. Eric Smith got back there and got a big paw in the air, able to just bat that ball back out the back of the end zone. It's going to fall incomplete. Stops the clock at 3:21.
For a minute, I thought Irons was going to be tackled in the end zone. I mean, he was looking around desperately trying to find a receiver, but on that play, the secondary for the Phoenix had done a really outstanding job.
So 3 minutes, 21 seconds. It's not quite 7.65, but it's not bad.
7.65 is superb, by the way. Hard to beat. Two left, one right, running back in the backfield for Irons. Looking downfield, again, the slant pass, and it's complete right over the middle of the 15-yard line and fighting for additional yardage up to maybe the 17. So a nice catch and, additionally, a nice short carry for Ricky Crawford, and he will pick up the first down for the Scots.
Yeah, Ricky's the one who caught that 73-yard pass just a couple possessions ago. Having a nice game himself.
Back to throw on first down. Chased out of the pocket. Now throwing across the field. And it's in and out of the hands of the intended receiver there, Joe Kinnaman. And that was Lance Norris again. Lance, another guy having a big game here on senior night. So Joe King Cannon is a sophomore for HB.
If you're Highland Park, at what point do you also start looking at the clock and realizing that you don't want to give Atchison the ball for another possession here before the half?
Atchison's going to a three-man defensive front. Quarterback is rolling, stops, flares one, caught at the 20. 5:30, 5:7, first down.
That was a great job right there by Highland Park. Atchison had three safeties. They were rolling everybody deep. They wanted to keep the ball in front of them, not give up with a big 73-yard time touchdown pass. That time, Highland Park realized it, and your favorite play, throw the screen underneath and pick up
12, 15 yards, right? Against that prevent, that's the play.
Man, if you're Atchison's defense, you'll think at some point they're going to start watching Ricky Crawford, who made that catch also. QB's back, lobs one right side way too high. And it was a great job by the intended receiver to get a hand on that and bat it away, because if he doesn't touch it, Gus, I'm not so sure that Atchison doesn't pick that thing and Zydrone Mays takes it back.
Mays had an eye on it. He's out there, he's shaking his head a little bit because he knew that if the receiver doesn't get a hand on it, Zydrone goes back to the house, and the sophomore was thinking, I could score one on T tonight.
All right, let's see what Atchison's going to do here. They're going to, or Kyle Parker is going to be set up in the backfield with Jaime Montgomery as a running back. He'll stay in the block, pass over the middle, juggled and dropped it, pass just a little bit behind Genesis Cooper. And Gus, that was in the middle of the field, and Genesis was good for 20 had he caught that ball.
Yeah, I mean, and that's been kind of the story of the night for these receivers, that they've been able to be open for wide plays, but that time just not able to hold on to it.
Here we go with the third and 10. And Highland Park very methodically coming out over to football. We had a penalty that was declined, and so it is going to bring up a third down 10 at their own 37-yard line for Highland Park. They trail Atchison 28-14, and they're going to go four wide right. Quarterback could have run. Instead, will throw, and way overthrows his intended receiver, who looks frustrated because, again, he had a step or two on his defender, and I think Jamon thought he was going to be able to score that one, too.
Yeah, Wilson running across the middle of the field, open. He had gotten right in front of his defender. Now the incomplete pass stops the clock with 2:26 left in the quarter, and it'll be a fourth and 10.
How many times do you see quarterbacks get a little tunnel vision? They know what the play is, and so they carry out the play and don't really look because the whole left side of the field was undefended over here.
70%?
Yeah, a lot. It's a lot. 2:26 to go in the opening half, and here on a fourth down 10, Highland Park is going to be punting it away from their own 37-yard line. Quarterback irons, also the punter, only about 10 yards deep, and now we're going to have the official stop play, and Atchison taking a timeout. They are. Joseph, let's take a break with Coach Smith. What do you say? 2:26 to go, opening half. Phoenix 26, Scott 14.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Well, coming out of the timeout, Atchison, who had called the timeout, is back out of the field relatively quickly. Highland Park is just now beginning to kind of, I'm going to call this, meander their way out on the field. They seem to be in no particular rush. It is a fourth down 10 call from their own 37-yard line for Highland Park, and they do indeed go back into punt formation. Snap, helmet high, the kick is away, it is high and hanging, and going to be caught at the 34, to the 40, in the middle at the 45, and at the 50, weaving back to the right, to the 40, down the right side, 35, staying in bounds at the 30, at the 25, and it's going to be down around the 24-yard line, Leighton Baldridge, an outstanding punt return, and Gus, net yardage on that punt is negative 17.
Wow, what a job right there by Leighton Baldridge. Able to work his way up the right sideline, give Atchison an excellent starting field position with 2:10 left in the first half.
Kevin Highland Park players pulling their helmet off as they walk off the field over there. They are, I think, very frustrated right now, as they've been so successful early in the year, only to find the last week's game, the first half of this one, troublesome. Stack of three on the left side. Quarterback is going to come back to the right. Caught at the 20. Going to go into the end zone. That's a touchdown, Phoenix.
There's nobody out there getting in front of Aiden Rebat. He's into the end zone.
What a play design, right? Like, stack the field to the left. And what do? Throw the ball to the right. Throw the ball to the short side. Throw the ball where they're not expecting you to throw it. What a job right there by Atchison. And Aiden Rebat, you talked about him all night, and putting together a spectacular game.
Well, now he's not dead. Now he's got to go hold the snap for the PAT. Got those good hands. You want the good hands guy, okay? Most of these schools have their quarterback do that hold. Well, in this case, Atchison has their quarterback doing the kicking, so they will have their sure-handed receiver put it on the tee. It is up. It's blocked. The PAT is no good, and we're taking a break. Get 2:02 to go. Opening half. Phoenix stretch their lead. It's Atchison 34, Highland Park 14.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Back with you after a thrilling Atchison touchdown strike and the Phoenix pushing themselves to a 20-point lead and set to kick it away with just over 2 minutes to go in the opening half. And again, the guy putting the toe to the football, it'll be Colton Bonnell. Colton, a junior on this team, kicks away. That's a low, squibby kick, rolling at the 20, down at the 13, and the return man picks it up very nonchalantly, comes up the side of the 35 to the 40, 50, and just across midfield as a defender who is on his knees. And yes, Gus, making the tackle for Atchison from his knees was Colton Bonnell and saved a score right there.
Wow. That was a play that just was kind of crazy, right? The ball hit, it kicked, it died, and everybody stared at it for a second. I'm sitting here in the intermediate screaming, that is a live football.
It was like it was a punt.
And then all of a sudden, as everybody got kind of close to it, the returner picks it up, squibs up the sideline, and had really good yardage, probably because everybody had vacated their lanes right then and were going after the football.
So you got King Cannon over to the far side and several other receivers. The pass will go to King Cannon, the 50, 45, 40. Drags defenders for a first down to the Atchison 37-yard line. And now we're seeing Highland Park put a little pep in their step, as they say. With a minute 47 to go in the half, they'll stop the clock to advance to six. Gus, are we going to have like a 50-plus point half?
Yeah, maybe.
Good. First down to the Atchison 36. Quarterback pump fakes once. Pump fakes again. Going downfield. His receiver turns around, comes back, and the defender jumps over the top of him. Layton does it. Flaps the ball away from Drew, sophomore wide receiver. It's going to be incomplete second down. That's the best thing that's going to happen to Highland Park, just get that play over with.
Well, yeah, that time they were looking down the far sideline, and the receiver was there for a second, but as he went to stop, his feet came out from under him. Layton was right there, and he couldn't come up with the interception. When it's all said and done, a second and 10 is probably best case scenario for the Scots.
Again, Atchison's defense going, what, 34 defense right now. Second down 10 at the Atchison 36. Doug O'Diamond to the right side. Quarterback is back. Just fires over the middle, and that might have been tipped a little bit. And is it caught? Their Crystal's running up, and it is a diving catch on a tip ball down to the 15-yard line.
That time it looked like Landon Bell actually got a hand on that football, but a nice sliding catch across the middle by Dontrell Fox. And it's going to bring up a first and 10 for Highland Park at the 15.
Quickly, the Scots back up over it with an opportunity to score before halftime. at the 15-yard line. QB back to throw again. Looks, throws a bullet over the middle. He's got a wide open receiver, and it's going to go incomplete. He had a guy in the middle of the end zone, goes with no defenders.
Yeah, and that time he tried to look underneath to that crossing pattern, and getting a hand on the football was Jaden Carter.
Now, here's the deal. If you're Coach Monroe at halftime, you're getting over in a corner, and you're talking to your quarterback, Aaron Irons, and you're saying, Aaron, just take a minute and check down your guys, okay? Because every play, there is an uncontested receiver somewhere.
Yeah, I think sometimes he's predetermining his reads.
I think you're exactly
And I think some of that is that Atchison defensive line, right? You talk about Landon Bell, you talk about Eric Smith, you talk about Brody Barnes. They're getting back there so quickly. Quarterback's going to be intercepted at the goal line. Up the right side, Layton at the 25-30. Layton gets to the 40. Cut to the 50. Can he bring it back 99? He's at the 35. He might do it. He's at the 20. Grab by the arm. Pull down inside the 15-yard line. Layton Boldridge, his second 70-plus yard interception return tonight.
And that time, Jahani Montgomery was able to make the stop on the play and the touchdown saving tackle as the running back was there.
Now, Atchison has the ball. 39.9 seconds left in the first half, 34-14. We might get to your 50-point half, but it's not exactly how you thought we were going to do it.
Now, a minute ago, I was thinking 34-21, but now, who knows? There could be, Atchison could make it to 40 in the opening half. Here comes the Phoenix offense.
Atchison says, what's that running clock rule in the second half? They would love nothing more than to get there against the Scots. They did it last season.
Levitt's guy racing out of the field now for AHS. And this is not a guy who's typically out on the offensive set, okay? Going to set in as a wing, expect him to block. Quarterback is going to hand off. Straight ahead running, and a few yards, not too many for Jaden. He'll pick up a couple of three, and we're going to get a timeout. This, I think, maybe the last time out of the half for Atchison. Joseph, we're taking a break. Half a minute to go in the half. Phoenix 34, Highland Park 14.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
His land. All right, coming out of the timeout, Atchison takes the timeout. Coach Smith wants to make sure that everybody's on the right page because what the Phoenix does, I mean, up by 20, that's huge. But if you get up by 27 or 28, that's insurmountable.
Today probably, yes.
Quarterback back to throw, looks right, now throws left, it's going to be caught at the 10, at the 5, and dancing into the end zone, touchdown Atchison, and again, that's Aiden Rebant. What a game he's having tonight.
Same play they ran going to the
right.
This time they just ran it to the left.
Yep.
Because it works so well, right? He slips out there into the flat, and nobody realizes he's behind him. What a job right there by Aiden Rebant on his second touchdown reception of the evening.
Now, Coach Smith doesn't like this number. 40 is not a football number.
Right, he's got
41. So they're going to go Wildcat. Jaden Carter takes a snap, and the official stops.
A little too much movement.
All right, now does this change your call?
It changes what I'm...
I'm going to pick it up.
Ooh, now if I was Coach Smith, I would be a little hot under the collar that the officials just kind of burned my play, right?
Yeah, but here's the deal. Hot under the collar, it doesn't make any difference. No need getting hot under the collar. It won't help matters any. Here we go for the two-point conversion again out of the Wildcat, and again, we get a whistle. And this is going to be an encroachment on the defense. Having a really hard time with this PAT, guys. Now for Atchison, who a moment ago I thought was going to be going a 7-yard PAT. Well, now it's shifted back to the where it was, and that's going to be like a yard or so.
It should be about a yard and a half, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go. 42-inch PAT is going to be kept by Jaden. Stiff arms. We've got more markers down. Jaden tackled outside the five. But let's see what this marker from the far side is all about. Kind of Park's walking off the field like it's going to have nothing to do with the play. And it's going to be against Atchison, and we're taking a timeout. The PAT is not successful. A break. 27 seconds left, first half. Phoenix, 40. Scott, 14.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
What a game that suddenly just turns eerily reminiscent of the last meeting between these teams when we went to Topeka last year, a game that Atchison ended up winning by a substantial margin, 64-8 last year, 40-14 right now with just inside a half a minute to go in the half.
And you got to remember, we're going to keep referencing this, Atchison, I'm going to almost give them a two-for-one on that because they're going to get the ball to start the second half.
Yeah. Now, the kickoff coming up here, and it's a squib kick, bounding 50, 40, taken at the 27. Up man across the 35, 40, and 42-yard line. So time enough for a couple of plays, maybe for Highland Park. 21 seconds to go in the half.
That time over there on the kick coverage unit, making the tackle, M.J. Morgan, a senior on this club for Atchison.
All right, if you're Highland Park, how do you handle it? Do you say 21 seconds, not very much time? Do you try to air it out? Do you just say, let's go to the locker room and let's circle the wagons up a little bit, refigure this.
You've thrown three interceptions in the first half. One of those went back to the house. The other two should have possibly could have at least gone back to the house. I think you got to be smart right here and just get to the ground and get to the locker room.
Against a less phenomenally fast team, there would have been three interception returns. Quarterback is back, looking, rolling, looking, throws it in the middle of the field. It's caught at the 50 and down at the 48-yard line, a 7-yard gain. And that's going to be the final.
No, Coach Monroe's racing out there. That's another timeout.
Okay.
Can I tell you how poorly that play could have ended? Because the quarterback was rolling around. I'm like, this is not going to end
well. See this here? I'm looking at a receiver with three defenders.
Yeah, triple coverage.
Oh, yeah.
And you talk about three guys that want the football.
Oh, yeah.
Lance Norris, Leighton Boldridge, and Jay-Z Kelly are the three. Those three guys are out there with one thing on their mind, not to make a tackle, to bat that ball to the ground, is to see who can take that pick six back to the house.
And with three guys, the old tip drill is in play, right?
Yeah. And Lance Norris says, I've already got one, which also tells you that Leighton and Jay-Z are saying, we've got interceptions, but let's one-up him right here.
Yes. Okay, we're staying here, of course, Joseph, for this timeout, and letting Coach Monroe call what may or may not be the last play of the half, depending on how quickly it is run.
Good news is Joseph probably got a handful of scores.
Yeah, I bet he does. He's the kind of guy who has those bases all covered.
There are games going on like Nemaha Central in Sabetha, Riverside, Troy, Silver Lake, right
now. There's a lateral. Now the running back is going to not throw. He's going to keep it. 50, 40, 35. Steps out of bounds.
0.8.
There you go. Now, you know he wasn't looking up at the clock even though he was running straight at it, right? He was just like, he just happened to step out at 0.8. So now for Highland Park, the chance to chuck one into the end zone.
This is the dangerous one, okay?
It could be. Again, those returns off the interceptions by Atchison have all been 70-plus. So here we go from the 38-yard line of Atchison. You know, Highland Park has a lot of offensive yards.
Draw. That's the correct call.
Set up the draw play.
Now, did Highland Park just run a guy off the field at the end of this play?
If so, it's been an illegal participation. No flag.
Quarterback is back, and he hoists one downfield. It's into the end zone, and it's caught. Touchdown! Highland Park with 0.8 when that ball was snapped. It's a touchdown, Scott.
I'd be upset if I were Atchison. Number 8 came out of the huddle, lined up, and then ran off the field prior to that play. What a play by Highland Park.
Well, I saw the receiver with double coverage come back to the ball. I saw him dive, and I thought, you know, that's pretty close. And then the official comes up there, eyes it really hard, throws the arms in the air. That is the medicine that Highland Park needed going into the locker room. That will completely help their disposition and mental state coming into the second half.
Wow. Hey, you know what it does? As the PAT, and we'll talk about it here when we come back for the half.
All right. Janelle Wims Sanders Jr. Janelle hits the PAT, and we're taking a timeout as the half has come to a close. What a half. We'll be back to recap it for you. Teams are headed for the locker room. It is Atchison 40, Highland Park 21.
Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week here on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show with a complete recap of the first half action coming up right after this.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
Stadium. It is senior night. It is halftime, and it is a big Kansas City Atchison, former Kansas City Atchison League, the Meadowlark Conference Championship, basically, as you're talking about two undefeated teams coming into tonight's game, and it's been a spectacular first half as a big touchdown pass right as the clock went to 0-4. Highland Park gets them back to within 19 here at half.
What a half.
You were thinking
football,
50.
Man.
We ended up at 61 at the break.
We ended up with over 60 at the half. What an interesting half of football. We've seen a little bit of everything. We've seen the spectacular plays. We've seen them grind it out downfield. We've seen the turnovers one after another after another. And we're only halfway home with this thing. Tell you what we don't have. Benedictine football tomorrow. We need to reiterate that and see. Game goes on here this evening because people all around are going to be tuning it in. It won't be there.
Ravens, Hurricanes, Jayhawks, and Chiefs. There's no reason to watch any football this weekend.
It's over. The weekend's over tonight.
They said something about a Red River game. I'm not even sure what that means. So yeah.
Wait a minute. What's that? Who's that? Oregon and
Big Ten. It's not real.
It's not even real.
So it doesn't count.
It's not even real football. Well, we're seeing some really good football here tonight. And again, we've seen a lot of fantastic plays that all started off on their first possession of the game. But Colton Bonnell, Jay-Z Kelly connected. Atchison jumped out in front. Lance Norris doubled it with a pick six. More Atchison scoring on a Leighton Baldridge 17-yarder. Jaden Carter went in from four. Colton hit Aiden Reban on a 20-yard pass. And then he hit him on a 14-yard pass. And the Atchison offense, Gus, even Coach Smith, and you know how coaches are never satisfied. It's part of the job description, but 40 halftime points, you got to be saying that's not bad.
It's not bad. And I think if you're looking for the one thing that you're going to go in the locker room and talk about, it's that last play maybe of the half. But even your defense is taking the ball away three times today. One of those was a pick six by Lance Norris. And Atchison's defense has looked pretty good so far, right? Jay-Z Kelly had the interception that looked like he was going to be able to take back to the house. You talk about Leighton Boldridge. He ran one back. He got caught pretty deep in the territory. And so for Atchison, it was a really good first half, a half that only saw one punt on their seven possessions. They had a fake punt that turned into a turnover on downs, and then they had the single punt on their fifth possession. But been a pretty full half of scoring for the Atchison offense. And this is we talked about it earlier on. This is a Highland Park team who didn't allow a single point until last week. Now they've given up, 114 points in six quarters. So that's a season's worth of scoring right there in six quarters. The 46-person strong Atchison Pride of the Phoenix Marching Band entertaining a senior day crowd here at halftime. We're going to take a break, moving back to bring in the second half live right here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. With that intermission score again, Atchison 40, Highland Park 21. We're taking it back to the K Radio Sports Studio where our man Joseph is bringing you some halftime.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagroseed.com to learn more.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got a lot on tap. However, tomorrow we do not have Benedictine Ravens football action. They will be returning next weekend as they will be taking on Missouri Baptist. We have, of course, the local sports Authority Sports Reports from Brandon Tadman and myself all through the week. On the weekends, I take care of them. Brandon does an excellent job during the week. And coming up on Thursday night, we'll have Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Coming up next weekend, we will have JCN at McLeod with the kickoff scheduled for, of course, 7 p.m. Then Saturday, we'll have Benedictine versus Missouri Baptist, 1 p.m. kickoff. Then we will be returning to the regular sports schedule with, of course, your local sports authority's daily sports reports. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at the scores as I have them.
Hi, I'm Cole Siebenmorgan, loan officer at Exchange Bank and Trust. If you're in the market to purchase or start building the home of your dreams, we want you to come see us. With competitive rates and flexible terms on home and construction loans, Exchange Bank is here to offer you the best financing available. Take the next step in making your dreams a reality. Stop by today or go to our website, ebt.bank. Exchange Bank and Trust, NMLS 445799, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area, my goodness, we've got a lot of scores to report. We are looking at a final in the Axtell St. Paul game, with Axtell taking a 66-0 victory. At the half, Marhill Mount Academy was leading Donovan West 6-0. In the Jackson Heights Onega game at the half, it was Jackson Heights 41 to Onega's 8. In the Hiawatha game, we're taking a good look at Hiawatha's game right now over on our MSC Sports channels. We've got Hiawatha leading the Bears, with Oskaloosa sitting at 0, Red Hawks at 35. Holton is currently in play as well in the third quarter. It is quite the third quarter going on over there. At the half, it was Hayden 21 to Holton's 0. Right now, it is Hayden 28 to Holton's 7, with 8:24 remaining in the half. In other scores, we are looking at Nemaha Central at the beginning of the fourth. At the end of the third, it is Nemaha Central 18 to Sabetha's 0. At the half, it was Riverside over Troy by 1 point, with Riverside sitting at 7 points to Troy's 6. Valley Heights was leading 33-10 in their game. The Royal Valley Panthers were leading 36 to ACCHS Tigers 0 at the half. And, of course, in this game, we've got Atchison High at 40 points to Highland Park's 21. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program, serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Sunshine today with our high nearing 86. Clear skies overnight with a low around 55. Sunny and 88 throughout Friday, then partly cloudy skies into Friday night with a low around 56. Mostly sunny and 86 by Saturday, then clear skies throughout Saturday night with a low around 52. Cooler on Sunday, sunshine with a high nearing 72, then clear skies and 39 over Sunday night, then sunny and 63 on Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 70 degrees here in downtown Atchison. The winds are out of the south at 2 miles per hour. Relative humidity sitting at 59%, giving us a feels-like temperature of 70 degrees. The dew point is 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 29.98 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Counts in just a moment.
Party pants on, people. Taco John's new 2-for-5 Fiesta Chicken Tacos are here. That's right. Grilled all white meat chicken is ready to Fiesta. Fresh Pico is ready to Fiesta. And our Fiesta sauce is obviously ready to Fiesta. Kinda its whole thing. That and being creamy and savory and awesome. Ready your party pants and your eating pants. They can be the same pants. New Fiesta Chicken Tacos. Now 2 for $5 for a limited time. Only at Taco John's. Download the app, earn free food.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on CARE 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Stadium, we are at halftime in this Meadowlark League game. There we go. Atchison leading Highland Park 40-21 here at the break. And for Atchison, could be up a little more. They were up 40-14 with 27 seconds left in the first quarter, or excuse me, in the first half. But right at the end of the first half, a 40-yard touchdown pass for Highland Park got them up to 21 points. And wow, it was just crazy to see how many points we saw in that first half of play. 61 total points. And now, start to look as we get ready for the second half of action. Highland Park won the initial toss. They elected to go ahead and take the football. Atchison will get the ball to start the second half and start with their eighth possession of the night.
Oh, yeah.
So, for Atchison tonight, they had three interceptions. They had three interceptions. One of those was a pick six. Lance Norris was able to take the second possession back to the house on a 31-yard touchdown return. J.Z. Kelly had an interception, and Leighton Boldridge also had an interception. The thing that the other two had in common, J.Z. and Leighton both had interceptions near the goal line to stop Highland Park drive.
So a few things could have gone the other way, and some things could have changed. But 20 point lead, 19 point halftime lead. Most guys are going to take that. That's not a bad way to go into the second half.
You're okay with that, right?
I'm sure Coach Smith is pretty okay with that. Now, of course, again, we talked about it, kind of kidding about it at the end of the half. You know, you go into the locker room, you go, you know what? You gave up 21, guys. Come on. We got to cut that out. But yet, this Highland Park team has been a prolific scoring team themselves over the course of the season.
Yeah, you start to look at the points rolled up by Highland Park. Wow. How about this? Hiawatha and Oskaloosa are at the end of the third quarter.
Of course they are.
Just going to throw that one out there. But you talk about the scoring that has happened for Highland Park so far this year. They won their first game against Wyandotte 52-0, went on the road to beat Sumner 42-0, Schlegel 32-0, Harmon 48-0. They had not given up a point through the first four games of the season. Go to Wichita East last week, played really close for a quarter, and then ended up getting blown out 74-6. And now they've given up 40 points already in the first half of football.
So it looks like Highland Park's out of the field, pretty much ready to go to get the second half underway, and we're just moments away from that beginning. And let me take this opportunity to remind you that you don't want to go away, because right after this ball game, and very possibly already in progress, it's going to be the high school football scoreboard show here on CARE. Jake and Bonds are going to be bringing you the updates on all of the stuff going on in and around the area. Get you the scores, update you on conference races, and after tonight, this conference race will be pretty well decided. And also districts and how they are coming together and shaping up. This, I mean, you're going to get this, like, hot off the press immediately. They have a Gus, I don't know if you've ever been there. It looks like an accounting firm. They got all these guys, got the little visors on, you know, with the little lamps, and they're doing ciphers and figures, and some guys have taken shoes off so they can add up all those numbers because it's beyond just 10 fingers, and it's crazy. There's a math and number crunching that's going on there.
Atchison going to send Leighton Boldridge and Jay-Z Kelly back deep. They're going to settle in somewhere around their own 10-yard line. Teeing the ball up for Highland Park, it's going to be Jamel Williams Sanders Jr.
And there's the boot. And we're in the Phoenix going to take it to the 11-yard line. Look at that wedge develop in the middle. And here comes the return to the 30, to the 40. Leighton Boldridge to the 50. Outside of the 40, hitting the drug down from behind. And here's the thing. Leighton has had some huge runs, and yet the Highland Park speed, because it's absolutely off the charts.
Yeah.
Crazy fast.
Leighton Boulders has had a couple plays tonight that, you know, against most other teams, those are going to the house, right? But Highland Park has done a great job of being able to chase this thing down.
That was Rayshon Pollard making that tackle, but that said, Atchison's got phenomenal field position to begin the second half of the 33-yard line of Highland Park. Quarterback going to hand off. Here goes Leighton. Goes right side. Look at him drag a defender. He's hanging on to Leighton from behind around the waist. Leighton is just hopping and jumping like he's in a sack race and pulling that guy down the field. Takes him to the 30.
Well, and that time he even held the ball up as he was trying to pull away, and that's always a dangerous spot to put that football out there.
Going to pick up a second down, 7 call. Quarterback drops the ball, picks it up, looks right, throws right, has a man downfield in the end zone. A diving attempt, fully stretched out. Did he hold on? And it's a touchdown! Touchdown, Phoenix! And now we got a marker down back at the point of the quarterback's release of the ball, and there is going to be a roughing the quarterback call. Count the touchdown. Eric Smith III with the catch.
What a job by Eric Smith as he lays out in the back corner of the end zone and hold that in. How crazy is it that we've seen two spectacular plays in that same exact spot of the end zone, right?
And less than a minute apart.
Exactly.
So Smith stretches out, and because he could cover some ground, stretch out 6'3", long arms, and he was able to haul that thing in and maintain control of the ball. Atchison looking for the extra point. It is up, and again, it is going to be deflected, and we are going to have, they're going to say the defender was across. We're going to redo this, so don't go away yet, Joseph. And now Atchison is going to bring in the Wildcat when you see Jaden Carter run into the game and a couple of extra linemen. So Atchison is now, since they're at the yard and a half mark, they're going to go for 2. Coach Smith wanting to get that number. I mean, he is up already by the maximum, but overloaded on the right side, the snap back, Jaden goes right, angles in, standing up, it's good. The 2-point conversion is success, and the timeout on the field comes less than a minute into the second half. 11:16 left in the third. It's Atchison, 50, Highland Park, 21.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
At Amelia Earhart Stadium. It's always good when you got good football, and it's even better when Lola comes into the booth, so life is good here at AE. 11:16 to go in the third quarter. All Phoenix, 48-21 Atchison in front of Highland Park. Welcome back. Joseph, producing and engineering in the studio. Gus Counts with me here, and Atchison set to put a toe to the ball. That 15-yard roughing the passer penalty is going to take it to the 45-yard line, and the kickoff is going to land out the back of the end zone. It'll be 1st and 10, Highland Park. So here comes the Scott offense for the first time in the second half. We have seen so many big plays, so many big yardage plays. by both teams here tonight. Certainly and obviously more big yardage placed by Atchison as the game is worn on. But that said, you've got to be aware, Highland Park has incredible speed and they've got the skill set to get some scores on the board. And let's see how they go about trying to do that. Very similar set to what we had seen in the opening half with two receivers to the right side. They're going to bring a wing over to that side, overloading the right. No one beyond the tight end on the left side. Handoff is going to go to the running back. He'll go to the strong side of the field, tries to cut up, picks up a yard. Again, it almost things kind of gave away a little bit. And it turned into a gain of a yard. Second down and about nine or so is going over to the far sideline is quarterback Dontrell Fox, the junior quarterback for Highland Park. Scott's coming out over the ball. They'll go very wide to the left side. Wilson. They're also going to go slot left. And again, they bring receivers to only one side of the field this time. It's going to be all of them to the left side. QB looks left, looks left, looks left. Now throws over the middle and a poorly thrown ball. The receiver had to come back and try to make a catch. He dove on the ground and feels like he had got his hands underneath it, but Genesis Cooper is not going to be awarded that completion. It'll bring up a third down and nine for Highland Park. Highland Park all night long has not really spread the field sideline to sideline. They will overload with two or three, or as in the case of that play, four receivers. And the quarterback then is focused entirely on looking to one side of the field, not really having to scan the field as he does his check down sequence. Highland Park taking a world of time to get this play underway. And they seem confused, and Coach Monroe thinks they seem confused, and we're going to get our first timeout behind the park of the second half. Taking a break, Joseph, with 10:18 to go in the third. It remains Phoenix 48, Scotts 21.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Coming out of timeout, let's see what Coach Monroe has come up with here for his team. And again, they are going to be strong to the left side. All right, running back in the backfield is going to be to the quarterback's left. All the receivers are going to be to the quarterback's left. And we get a penalty marker before the ball is snapped. And it is going to be illegal procedure, Highland Park. They had a couple of guys shifting simultaneously, and so that third down and 8 or 9 is going to become third down and 13, 14, something like that. Highland Park back now at their own 17-yard line. Atchison's really jamming up the front. Thought maybe they would lay back expecting a pass, but here they've got eight guys in a box. And another penalty, and we're going to have another illegal procedure call. It's the guy shifting, Gus, and I'm not sure what he's doing that the official doesn't like, but every time he goes in motion,
now they're looking at Atchison probably for inciting a call. Yeah. So
basically, okay, what's that? What's that hand behind the head thing?
Is what they're doing is they are replicating a cadence. So, so Atchison's going out there, and they're trying to throw in their own little call to it. And trying to draw the offense offside.
Well, that's interesting. And now that guy was moving forward at the ball was snapped. No pin to mark it down. The quarterback's throwing it just as deep and as far as he can into four defenders, and Atchison picks it off at the 35-yard line. 40, 50, and across midfield and down to the 42-yard line. And now we've got a little ruckus going on, and the Atchison players being restrained by his teammates, who are showing very good judgment in doing that. It was just a real hard hit.
Lance Norris with a nice interception right there. Can I tell you, as that ball went into the air, there were four Atchison defenders all looking at the football and trying to decide which one of them was going to be able to come up with the interception. Lance says, I've got a lot of history in doing this. I'm going to take my second one away this evening. Lance Norris with another one as Mickey makes a 90.
All right. So the officials take a little time. They're trying to figure out where we're going to set this thing down. It's right at the 40-yard line. 10:06 to go in the third quarter, but at the top of the hour, it's my pleasure to remind you that it's CARE Radio you're listening to, and that would be KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. First down 10, call Phoenix. QB's back. Launches went downfield. The receiver stopped, and it's intercepted back by... Oh, and it's dropped.
That time it was intercepted, and then as the cornerback ran by the safety, he accidentally knocked the ball out of his hands.
Well, that's just a tough break for the Scots and a big break for Atchison. Gus, why does the receiver just break off?
He ran a comeback and the quarterback threw it deep, and sometimes those things happen.
Okay, here we go for Atchison. We're second and 10 at the Highland Park 40. Back to throw again. Pass over the middle, and it's going to be caught. Jay-Z, it's a 30, 25, and it's a 24-yard line. They're able to advance the stick. First and 10, Atchison.
That thing was a rocket over the middle.
Yeah, it was.
Just kind of stuck right in the arms.
Put a mustard on that one.
Jay-Z Kelly. Now Atchison going to run trips to the right side.
3-by-1. Go the Phoenix receivers. Quarterback takes a snap at the ankles. Pitches over to rebound. Here he goes to the 25, 20, 15. Rebound to the 10. Down to the 9. It's first and goal.
Look over here on the near side. Jay-Z Kelly was throwing up the touchdown signal as soon as Aiden turned that corner. Because he did. He had blockers out in front of him, a little bit of an avenue. And really, for Aiden Revan, he knows nothing but getting into the end zone. He's got a pair of touchdowns tonight. None of them running, both of them. And now Tremaine Monroe is out on the field. The official's going to stop the game.
He's very animated.
Wow.
And the official is doing a nice job of kind of indulging him.
You do know what's going to happen right here. You're going to throw the screen to the right side to Aiden, right? This is how they lined up the last two touchdowns.
Okay, short side then, away from the trips. Now they'll hand it to Aiden, and he just gets barrel rolled in.
Because remember, they ran trips to the left, and then Aiden sneaks over to the right side. And now, here we go. They're going to bring in the heavy package at the 9:20 mark of the third quarter. Here comes Jaden Carter.
So Colton Bonnell, the quarterback, and rebound come out, and they bring in the big guys. It's a jumbo package, and here goes Jaden, and he walks into the end zone, and wait, they're going to stop the play.
Going to have an offsides against Highland Park.
And that would be enough to stop the play and have blown it dead prior to the snap. So it's not like something that you can say, no, thank you. But on that play, you see Jaden just kind of walked into the end zone. Made it look very, very easy. Now they're going to reset the down marker, and it will be at the 4-yard line, second and goal. And they'll stay with the big package. There's a snap, and Jaden will go right, steps inside, a nice kick out block. Touchdown, Atchison! And I'm going to tell you what, boatloads of credit to Deacon Stout. Okay, because he was on the outside, and he's the guy that kicked that outside coverage away and allowed Jaden just to cut back inside him and walk right in.
Exactly. Perfect description of that, because what happened was Eric Smith, the tight end, came down, and then Deacon, with a nice kick-out block, allowed that perfect little avenue and great job by Jaden Carter to cross right through the X and get in there for the 54th point of the evening for Atchison.
Rebent is back in. He's holding. Bonnell is back in. He's kicking. And a point is...
But is it good? Dead ball.
How many penalties have we had today?
Well, so the problem is the officials need to let that go because that extra point was
good. Now Ashton has to re-kick it. Adam Park is a player whose helmet popped off during the play.
They've had several of those. I guess you're a guy, a football guy. Is the chin shops break or something? Or?
No. Whoa! Watch out.
Ouch. Those things will hurt you.
They do break sometimes, but most of the time, guys just don't clip them very well.
If that's yours, shouldn't you go back and pick it up instead of just walking off? Here we go. We're back to waiting for the PAT. 8:58 to go, third quarter. I'm going to try this thing again. Colton Bonnell is your right foot soccer style kicker. The placement is good. The kick is airborne. We'll count it, and we're going to take a break. Timeout, Joseph, at 8:58 to go. We've got a long way to go, man. Third quarter yet. Barely 3 minutes in. It is now Atchison 55, Highland Park 21.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Back with you here at AE, Amelia Earhart Stadium in Atchison, Kansas. Gus, the field is gorgeous. I'm hoping that we get to come back here.
Why do you take it up, right?
Before it's gone. Right behind us, the baseball field. When I get here tonight before 6 o'clock, the guys are still out there with many excavators and trenchers and still digging and moving dirt. Here's the Phoenix kick taken to the 9-yard line. Up the hash marks and across the 20, but short of the 21-yard line, first and 10.
They made sure to take all the keys out of things before I got here.
I you know, would hope that they went through and kind of, you know, secured up the equipment. But yeah, the baseball field is really coming along. Perimeter stuff is up. Looks like most of the groundwork is down, probably doing a little drainage, you know, tiling and stuff. And I think it's going to be artificial surface, like, very, very quickly.
Hey, into three quarters now over at Guy Galley Field. It is Morehill Mount Academy 6, Donovan West, nothing.
That is a very different kind of game that we're seeing.
That is a very baseball-y game that you're hanging on every play, right?
Yeah.
Every play could change that thing.
Here's a little reverse run to the left side. That's going nowhere, and it's doing it in a hurry. And there's a little giant suplex on the tackle that raises the ire of the ball carrier.
Well, I'm not sure what
he's having something to say to the guy who threw him to the ground. Picked him up and kind of gave him that over-his-head backward flip.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the ball carrier is upset about. I mean, it just got thrown to the ground, and now we're going to see a Highland Park player get up very slowly, and he's going to make his way off the field, and so we'll have just a quick stoppage. Whoa! Did you see that?
Oh, I'm looking at the guy going off the field.
Yeah, the guy on the track.
Oh, I didn't see the track. I was looking at the guy coming off the field.
Oh, no, the kid out on the track.
Okay, I see him.
Yeah. I don't think that piece of equipment is able to be...
Is any longer usable?
Well, I just don't think it's able to be retrieved over that fence over there.
Well, I think the gate on the west side, it's locked. I mean, I was just over there, so it's got a chain around it and a padlock. So, yeah, it's probably not.
So, it will now bring up a second and 12 for Highland Park.
And all this time, the clock is not running. We're going to be here for a little bit.
Atchison's last four possessions have been four touchdowns. Highland Park's last four possessions have been punt, interception, touchdown, interception. So...
three to the right side and one to the left for the Scots. Here we go. Middle over eight to go in the third quarter. Now the single man to the left side will come to the right. QB's in trouble. He looked. He wanted to throw the ball. The defense was in the way. He had no choice, so he's going to try to run it. He'll lose three.
That time, Landon Bell out there along with Miles Greenlee to make the stop on the play for the Phoenix. We've got 7:48 left in the third.
So the quarterback, he knew the play, and when he looked over to pick out one of those three receivers, they were all so well covered, he had zero options but to run the ball. Third down and long. Third down, 13, 7.5 to go in the third. All Phoenix here at home tonight. Final regular season home game. Quarterback is going to have to run with it again. Now, kind of a lateral across and going all the way across the field to the far side. And if he gets to the edge of some room, he's at the 30. Bumper behind at the 35. And he got a first down out of that. That was just some kind of splendid run. An exhibition of tremendous speed for Highland Park. And because that is Wilson over there.
Good time over there to make the stop. For Atchison, it's going to be Lance Norris.
And by the way, the pronunciation correctly is Jamin Wilson. Jamin is senior. He's one of the kick return guys, and he's been a pivotal part of this Highland Park team tonight. Picks up a first down out of what was absolutely nothing on that play. Well done. Trips right side again for the Scots. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. First and 10. Highland Park at their own 38-yard line. Snap back. They'll bring it right side. Go with a bit of a reverse, but nobody's tricking Deacon Stout over there.
Good job, and Deacon stayed home, able to knock the ball carrier out right at the line of scrimmage. They're going to say he might have pushed forward for a yard. Let's give him a yard. Second and 9 now for Highland Park. And the best thing that's happened on this possession, I say that, and the clock gets stopped at 6.5.
You think Deacon Stout puts pine tar in his hands? I mean, he's sporting the number.
Yeah, you know, can I tell you? It is very useful when games get cold, put it on your forearm, that ball doesn't move.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
I'm sure that's probably frowned on, or does anybody seem to care?
What do they say? It's not a penalty if they don't call it.
Nobody calls it. A wise man once said that. Here's a pass downfield and nearly picked off, and as a quarterback releases the ball, a penalty marker comes from the defensive side toward where the quarterback was standing.
Yeah, we're going to get a holding. Holding offense. I probably would have. I think they're going to take it. Probably he could have declined it easily, but instead they'll make it second and 20.
6:27 to go and a snail's pace third quarter. Well, not only have we, you know, seen this quarter take a lot of time, we're not halfway through the quarter yet, okay? And what is this? Highland Park's, like, second possession, right?
It is.
Atchison, two possessions. A couple of scores here in this quarter.
And what is it? A 34-point difference, in case you were keeping score.
55-21, 34, pivotal number. Quarterback rolls right, steps up, throws short, caught at the 35, 40, and stopped at the 45-yard line. Going to be about 3 yards shy of the first and 10 mark. Jaden Carter in on the tackle for Atchison, along with Amaje Lockett.
That time catching the pass out there, Ricky Crawford.
Ricky's had a good night.
Yeah, Ricky's a guy who's got a touchdown, a 73-yard touchdown pass, the second touchdown to 9-4. Highland Park. How deep in to the coaches show, or the coaches show, the scoreboard show before we get done? Is that probably got to be a running joke at some point?
I'm sure.
Like,
you know, those guys are back there talking like, about it.
Care, always a little late to the party.
So we have all these games, man, with all kinds of fun stuff happening, and we're just not ready to quit yet. 5.5 to go in the third quarter here, 55-21.
Like to be fashionably late.
Back to throw again. Sidestepping the first defender and then being dropped like a sack of potatoes by Brody Barnes. Oh, Brody's a big, big guy. I mean, you talk about big guys, Brody's bigger than that guy. It's going to be a 4th and 11. At what point does Coach Monroe decide 4th and 11 at my own 35? That's four down territory.
Brody Barnes, 6'3", 290, only a junior. I would have probably just left my offense out on the field right now.
That's kind of what I was alluding to there, but it does not appear that's what's going to happen. Is the punting alignment is being engaged by Highland Park. 4:44 and rolling. Atchison, very late, is going to run J.Z. Kelly back for the return. Snaps high, but fielded well, and the kick is off the side of his foot and poor. It's going to hit at the 50 and at the 45-yard line, rolling out at the 43. So roughly a 20, 22-yard punt for Highland Park, giving Atchison outstanding field position to begin this third possession of the second half. Atchison has scored a touchdown on its last four possessions, five of the last six. So to say that the offense has kind of come together, I think, is a fair statement.
Seven of their nine offensive possessions have ended in a touchdown. The only one they didn't was the fake punt, and in their fifth possession, they just straight away punted the ball.
Here comes Atchison. And a handoff on the jet sweep and a loss of all kinds of yards. Is they got it to Lance Norris, and Lance was running and running, but the defense had sniffed that thing out, and the corners had come up and gotten into the backfield really quickly. A loss of, we're going to just call it five even, second and 15.
Kaishan Drew, a sophomore, comes up and makes a stop on that play.
This time they're going to change it up and run straight ahead, pick up that lost five, and maybe a yard or two more.
Kaishan made the hit in the backfield. Now he makes one about 7 yards down the field. It'll bring up now a 39 for Atchison.
Hitting from their own 45-yard line. Very quickly, they come to the line. QB's looking left, throwing left downfield, and it is going to be incomplete. There was plenty of contact, and I'm going to tell you, J.Z. Kelly, the intended receiver, and the guy defending him all the way down the field, Gus, both kind of took a look at the official to see, was that clean?
Now, Atchison is going to line up like they're going to punt the ball for the second time tonight. Uh-oh. Here come the Mustangs. It's 6-6 in the fourth.
Oh, my.
8:34 left.
Maybe that game goes OT and we get over first.
Don't get carried away.
Maybe not. Maybe not that. Snap is back, and the punt off the side of his foot. Going to go down to the 30.
Why is Highland Park not taking this up and running?
I don't
there
know.
You go.
30, back to the 40, and breaking the tackle to the 50. Look at him go at the 40. Runs to the outside to the 35. And again, the phenomenal speed of Atchison is able to bring him down from behind as the penalty marker flies high in the air at the point of tackle. The stop for Atchison by who else, Gus? He's all over the place. It's Aiden Revant.
He only came over here on the near sideline. I feel like we've got another sideline infraction.
Okay, how many of those do you get before they, like, enforce some kind of penalty?
Always supposed to be, you got one warning, and then away we went.
The officials are going to have a little convention as they spot the ball down. Line of scrimmage right now is the 32-yard line. And what is that? See his hands behind the back? He's like this and this. So anyway, it's going to be a penalty against Atchison, and I'm not really quite certain what we're going to call that. If I was down there with my new wireless mic, I could get to me some scoop on this, but in lieu of that, they're going to mark off the penalty down to the 17-yard line. Highland Park, that's a pretty good spot to start a series, right? The opponent 17. Hand up to the running back, and he will gain one. And that's all he was going to get as the Atchison defense converged in the middle, leading the way on the tackle, Miles Greenlee. 3 minutes left in the third. Phoenix with a 34-point lead. You know, if Atchison scores again, they're going to go for two one more time, right, to get into a football number. Quarterback has a man on either side of him. Passes over to the left. Immediately, it's caught. The tackle is going to be broken, but the second defender coming over and closing the gap quickly, but it'll be close to the first down inside the 10-yard line.
Penalty marker out there where the receiver caught that pass.
We have had so many penalties tonight. Multitudes.
penalty. You'd think that that's cleaned up, you know, to get to week six, but it's not those kind of penalties. It's not the, you know, the offsides or the getting a count wrong or, you know, or some of that. It's just been stuff. See if we get any preliminary call from the crew chief here. Okay, what is this against the offense and loss of down?
Illegal touching, so okay. The guy must have been on the line of scrimmage.
So that's your call. So we had some obscure calls tonight also.
Yeah, so the last one, was it, did it look like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, objectionable conduct was the call.
Okay. I don't know objectionable conduct. That's, what do you got? The 1935 officials handbook? You got? Is that what you're digging out of your bag here?
Judge left it in here. And
well, I think we know all of those calls. A little play action, and now the quarterback loses the handle on it. It's picked up by a running back, and he gets tackled well out of the field of play. And there's going to be a penalty against Atchison. He was out of bounds a couple steps, and a late defender comes over, and another penalty. Now we got a trainer coming all the way across the field. I don't see there's somebody down. Oh, there we go. There's a player down.
Cramping up a little bit.
And a trainer coming over, and one coach, and another coach, and
Nemo
the trainer's helper.
Okay, ready?
Sure.
Jackson Heights is final. Hayden Holton is final. Nemaha Sabetha is final. Centralia Horton final.
See, and I'm curious about most of those. I'm really curious about the Hayden Holton and Jackson Heights. Can they keep the foot on the gas pedal like they have done all season long? All right, that young fella's up, and he seems to be motoring off pretty okay. Don't you just hate when that calf muscle tightens up like that? I'm telling you, even if you're up and walking, that thing is hurting, and it's going to be hurting this time tomorrow.
I played a couple years of football.
Yeah.
Only dealt with it once, and I would never want to do it again. It was so terrible. And the Saturday morning
after. Now we got another guy just fell down out here.
The Saturday morning after is when it really hits.
I'm sure. That muscle's been through some trauma. And now the officials are going to get the ball spotted down, and Highland Park's got players strewn across the field from the far sideline. Three, six.
Now, my question for you.
Eight guys are in the huddle.
My question for you is,
mm-hmm.
Didn't we have a personal foul tackle out of bounds?
Yep.
Was that not?
Has not
Coach
been,
Monroe is like,
and not been
shouldn't
enforced
that
yet.
Be an automatic first down? They've moved the ball up near the 10.
They've forgotten that penalty over here in so much time being killed.
Now, can I tell you, and you would disagree with me.
I like doing that.
I don't like that call if they called it a personal foul hit out of bounds.
Okay.
Because to me, it was a hit that occurred in the field of play, right?
Uh-huh.
We had contact in the field of play. The defender started into a tackle procedure by dropping the hips as we were going out of bounds, right? So now he has no control over his body at that point, which to me is not a hit out of bounds.
Maybe that's what they're determining.
No, I mean, I fully expected it to be a hit out of bounds, but.
Chris is going to come over to the middle of the field here, and we'll see if he telegraphs this thing in.
He's just going to ready that ball for play.
He's like, let's go. There, this penalty, apparently they picked it up. I mean, they're certainly not assessing it. Okay? Don't know what happened to it. But it is gone, so it did not happen. 2:10 to go in the third quarter, 55-21 Atchison out front. Highland Park moving to football at the Atchison 10, where they now face a fourth down three. Receivers wide to the left side, but only a pair this time.
Riverside beats Troy tonight, 14-12. Have fun.
That had to be a good one. Oh, they go with the reverse. Does he have enough speed to get to the corner? He's in the 10, cuts back inside to pick up a first down at the 5. Had he continued, Gus, to try to outrun the Atchison defenders to the edge, he was not going to make it. So he realized those guys are just way too fast. Cut back to the middle, went as perpendicular as he could upfield, and was able to achieve first down yardage at the 5-yard line. Minute 50 to play in this marathon third quarter. Here's a handoff again into the middle, dancing left, dancing right, looking for an opening that never materializes, and there will be no gain on the play. It is second to goal, still at the 5-yard line. Really nice crowd on hand here this evening. There have been a handful of folks leave, but they promised that they would be listening to KAIR-FM Horton Atchison, the big 93.7, to keep up the speed with what's going on here. And we will excuse them for going home. So, guys, it's okay.
So now it's going to bring up a second and goal from the 4.
And it's especially okay because I know they're going to be at the next game and the next game and the next game and the never basketball game. So they're going to be at games. It's okay. Second down, goal from the 5. Quarterback's back, flares one, and throws it well short of the intended receiver, and it is going to be incomplete. He was trying to swing it out over here on the near side to Tremaine Savage, the junior wide receiver, but puts it to the ground at his feet.
Yeah, with the incomplete pass, we're going to stop the clock with 56.9 seconds left, and we're going to be now looking at the 3rd and goal from the 4. Thing that a lot of people don't realize about that pass, that is a very long pass to make for a quarterback, right? A ball's on the left hash, and you're trying to throw it outside of the right hash. I mean, you've got to put a lot behind that pass and still allow the receiver kind of an area where he could turn that ball back upfield.
So here we go for Highland Park in the last minute now of the 3rd quarter. It is 3rd and goal, 5 yards out. Quarterback's back, throws left, has his man, and missed him.
That time his receiver broke in and then stuck a foot in the ground, tried to break out, and in doing so he lost his foot, and the quarterback throws an incomplete pass that'll bring him now a 4th and goal from the 4.
Now, I've been out on that field tonight a couple times, once before the game, once halftime, and that field, I'm seeing people slipping and losing footing, but my goodness, it seems like it's really in good shape. It feels good. The grass is good. I mean, it's not. But
certainly it's
not muddy, yes, for sure.
Is it mowed as short as it looks?
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. It's a fast track.
It's fast.
There's nothing to just grab into, you know. So.
Yeah, she's pretty tight. It's not quite AstroTurf short, but she's tight.
They do keep this field pristine.
So here we go on the 4th down, and no reason not to go for it for Highland Park. Quarterback's going to hand off, and to go back to that reverse, and it's going to be tackled at the 10, a loss of 5 yards, and the Phoenix defense not only holds, but pushes them back. And Eric Smith with that tackle on 4th down. Phoenix offense back out on the field. 49 seconds to play in the 3rd quarter. Gus, have we seen as many penalty yards as offensive yards in this quarter?
Not in this quarter, no. Here we go. Atchison, you know, spread the field out to the right, to the left, single back in the backfield.
The defense is confused. You got a corner out here who's not coming out. And
only 10 players.
Tyler Park
had
to take a timeout with 49 to go in the 3rd quarter. I'm sure Coach Monroe, we're going to keep it, Joseph. Coach Monroe didn't want to do that here.
And you get another. They're going to just, I don't know. Coach Monroe turns around, and finally a defensive lineman says, I'll go in. So he puts his helmet on, and away they go. But if you look across that Highland Park sideline, just moments ago, there were helmets laying in different spots, which makes it tough because guys set down their helmets, and then they'll walk away from them for a minute to get their water. The only problem with that is you got to sprint back over, grab that helmet, get back out on the field. That's why a lot of coaches don't want you to even take that helmet off during the night.
No, if you took it off, I would think, I would think that I would be, like, holding on to the face mask in one hand. I mean, I would, like, not have it untouched, you know?
Yeah.
I would keep that thing close as, you know, some people keep their cell phones, like, in their hand all the time. First down call. Lots of confusion. Now they're going to get the pass over to the near side, breaking one tackle, breaking two tackles, breaking three tackles, breaking four tackles, and breaking another tackle all the way across the 35-yard line. Absolutely unwilling to be brought to the ground. How about Lance Norris? Lance Norris doing a great job right there. And can I tell you, I was expecting him to maybe even break out that last one and score three. The Highland Park defense has stopped really wrapping up here in this second half, and they're more just going after the hit. I think just trying to force turnovers and jar the ball loose, right? And as a defense, when you find yourself trailing in a game like this, 55-21, at some point you need to start kind of sacrificing your form a little bit to try to force turnovers.
And we just had another player jog off for Highland Park kind of with a little bit of a limp. So a substitute coming in is Xavion Fitzmaurice because he's a freshman. So Coach Pinero is having to bring in some young, obviously less tested players here in the late going of this game. Are we going to go to the end of the quarter? We are. Atchison will not snap again before three quarters are done. And we're taking a break, Joseph. After three at Amelia Earhart Stadium. The Phoenix, 55, and Highland Park, 21.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Back with you here at Amelia Earhart Stadium. As we sit here, you look across on the west side, got a lake view over there to our right, the Atchison High complex, if you will, with the school buildings and courts and some of that stuff out there. Right behind us, the renovation and the newly passed bond issue has begun, and the new baseball field is being installed. They might still be out there, Gus, doing this by flashlight, because those guys have been working long hours taking advantage of the splendid construction weather. Kind of like the harvest weather, construction weather, these nice, sunny, warm days. Bill Spencer says it frosts Monday, so make the best of it. Here's a handoff, and Atchison running straight ahead and breaking one tackle after another and gaining 8 yards on just your simple... Is it fair for me to call that, and I don't know all the terminology, is Leighton Boldridge to make that run? Is that just your base play right there? I mean, straight ahead run?
Yeah. A lot of guys, it depends what level you're talking about. High school will usually still number it off like, the three back or the four hole. But when you move to college, you just say base right, which means the running back is going to the right side. And at that point, it's like figure out where the hole is going to be, right?
Yeah. Now we've got mismatch of numbers here on the left side. Atchison with a couple of receivers. Quarterback is going to hand off straight ahead again. It's going to be late, and he'll pick up a first down. Needed a yard. Got about three. First and ten, and the sticks will move forward. Yeah, I've always heard from running back coaches, it's like, here's the thing, guy. I'm not telling you where to run. I suspect that you are smart enough, and if you're not smart enough, I'm going to find somebody else who is, to look where those linemen, because defenses will move, and so linemen may not necessarily be able to push the guy in front of him to the left and make that hole right there. Maybe they have to move him to the right because he's offset that direction. So they expect their running back to look and see the hole and then run through the hole.
Right.
Is that kind of the plan?
Exactly.
It's not that hard. Late pitch. Football's not hard. Just like this. Look at him run. That's going to be Jaden Carter. 50, 40, 30, down to the 28-yard line. He made it look really easy as he rambles for 20. First and 10, Phoenix. We haven't seen Jaden carrying the ball a lot tonight. He's usually in some of those short yardage power run situations or block situations, but he's got, I think, what you would call deceptive speed. I mean, for a guy who's big and strong and broad at the shoulder, he's still fast.
Yeah, you know what else happens? When he starts to really build up that speed,
you want to get in front of him?
He's just so hard to bring down, right? He's just nothing but shoulder pads and face masks coming at you.
Yeah.
It's like that armadillo in the Kenworth. Yeah. You know, you just don't want to be out in front of that.
Jaden's got a, oh, like a sling on his right bicep that he's trying to get tightened back up, and the official's going to stop playing for just a minute. And Colton's going to help him out here, and at the 10-10 mark, it'll be Atchison football.
Phoenix quarterback Colton Bonnell has Jaden Carter on his left hand taking that snap. The pitch will go to Carter, loses the handle, but he's able to pick it up on a hop, tries to get to the outside, got to the line of scrimmage, maybe picked up a yard, but that ball bouncing, fortuitous bounce.
Well, he
right
kinda,
back up.
He kind of reaches down with one hand and smacked it hard like he was trying to dribble it, and it did pop right back up to him. I don't think I've ever seen a running back quite attack it that way, but it worked for him.
It's not illegal to dribble the football downfield.
There you go.
I don't think there's any. We've seen crazy rules. You get that 1935 playbook out, or officiating book out again.
Well, I thought you were just saying 35 in general.
See if that's illegal. Second down, 9 call. Phoenix with the ball. 9:20 to go in the ball game. And off again, Jaden. Huge opening. Bounces it outside. Works his way over to the far sideline. Gets beyond the down marker. First and 10, Phoenix. See, Atchison has shifted gears now. Okay, they've changed the style of offense. They've gone from the, you know, what they were looking for, throwing it downfield explosive, just to the grind it out and just punch it up the field offense.
Yeah, I think they're just kind of to the point where they decide, stop throwing the football. We're up 34. We're in the fourth quarter, and I just really want to kind of move this thing along and get out. Now we're going to see Carter check out, and Leighton Boldridge will be in for this first and 10 call.
Similar in height, but Leighton is a smaller back. And we'll take the handoff, dances into the opening, and two defenders wrap him up and are able to stop him for a relatively short gain. He was, the reason he didn't pick up more is because he was still looking for that hole, and he was trying to kind of parallel to the line of scrimmage and had never really advanced the ball downfield and worked toward the end zone.
You know what Leighton does? He runs very vertical, right? He stands up and kind of assesses the field as he's running the football. He's not one of those guys where it's get low to the ground and just try to run people over or run by people. It's stand up, kind of assess, find out where the gap's going to be or where the hole is going to be, and then he tries to exploit that hole.
However, you know, the old football adage, the, you know, low man will always win, and yet you got to be able to see downfield, and some of the more spectacular guys, return guys and ball carriers, look for that hole. Now here's a pitch to Leighton. He dances a little bit and will pull away from the first, but the second defender is able to angle over there and roll him up and bring him down. 8:10 left in the game. It is a 55-21 lead. Atchison out front, getting ready to pick up their fifth W of the season. Tyler Park is going to bring a sophomore defensive lineman. And that is that Jesse out there? Yeah, Jesse Barnes getting into the game. Atchison taking a very unlike Atchison approach here, taking a lot of time now. Usually they can't get to the line quickly enough. Here's a handoff to Leighton, and he's just going north, and he's inside the five. That was an explosive run.
He's reaching for the end zone, coming up just a little short. But see, that's what he does. He just kind of slow plays, stands up, finds it. And then when he hits it, I mean, he threw it into that third level quick. Now, Atchison going to bring Jaden back in. They're going to take Leighton out. And I think he kind of...
Yeah, he's kind of limping around.
I think a little bit, especially on that stretch at the end when he's trying to go into the end zone. Atchison only leading by 34 here in the fourth quarter.
Jaden knows his way into the end zone. He's been there already tonight. He's got to get a chance again here. Takes the ball, cuts right into the middle, stands up, walks out the back, flips the ball to the official. Touchdown, Phoenix. And Gus, it's 50, what now? 61-21. PAT coming up. And that is a landmark kind of a number. This is a now a 40-point game. Well, PAT coming up here. It's been a while since we've seen one of those, or feels like it. And this one is as good as you can get them. Points good. Timeout taken. 6:22 and rolling to go into ball game. It's Atchison 62, Highland Park 21.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You want to know a recipe for no success, Gus? You do like San Diego Padres did in the season with 24 straight scoreless innings. That's not good. So the Dodgers beat the Pods tonight 2-0 in Game 5 under the League Championship Series.
How about this? Atchison about to kick the ball away to Highland Park.
Oh, and they'll squib one. Guy covers it up at the 35. I'm surprised they covered it up. They keep looking at it all night, but got that one.
Ready?
Yeah.
Highland Park will have their first possession in the fourth quarter.
Might be the only. Atchison has scored now 5 of its last 5 possessions. They've scored a touchdown in 6 of their last 7. If you can do that, the likelihood of you being successful, I think, is quite enhanced, don't you think?
I'd agree with that.
Now, Highland Park is huddling up over the sideline with Coach. Only one player is out here over to football. And no one seems in any hurry at all to proceed. They had a 4:15 to play. Are they just not going to snap it? Because I don't think there's any way they can get this thing.
You got to snap it, right?
Well, I don't know. Atchison's still shuffling players in and out defensively. Officials counting it down back there. Here comes HP. First and 10 from their own 35. A little handoff. They've run this play about 30 times tonight, and that one, like so many of the other ones, goes for -3.
That time on the tackle for Atchison, it's going to be Aiden Honeywell, a 6-foot, 173-pound junior linebacker.
Got some very clean jerseys out there for Atchison. Got Hank Harris. He's one of the seniors recognized tonight. Hank's out there. He's a big guy, 6'2", probably 185, 90. The defensive backfield, Amaji Lockett back here, and quarterback will throw a lateral. That is a live football. That's a live football, and Atchison's going to pick it up at the 25-20, at the 10, at the 5. It is a touchdown, Phoenix.
He's out of the one.
Oh, he steps out of bounds inches away. That ball was a lateral from the quarterback. They were setting up a double pass, okay? And then it was not caught, and then it just laid there on the field, and it was an alert play. I think I was Johnny Reeves over there.
It was, and if I'm Atchison, I find a way to get the ball to Johnny right here.
Johnny's got a touchdown coming, man.
I can't believe that he actually stepped out.
I bet Johnny can't believe that he stepped out. Now we are seeing, a 22-player substitution going in. 11 out and 11 in.
Speaking of 11.
Speaking of 11, how about Cole Gannell?
He's going to be your quarterback, and 28 in the backfield is going to be Jermaine Hurd of pressure.
Yeah, and they're going to go to the diamond. Final score here tonight at Amelia Earhart Stadium. Atchison, 62, Highland Park, 21, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap. You've been listening to High School Football on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for our post-game show featuring our Highland Community College Drive Summary. The post-game show starts right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
It's good to have you back with us here at Dominion View Earhart Stadium, where tonight on senior night, in front of a nice senior night crowd, Atchison did not disappoint its many fans, and they just absolutely dominated in this ball game. It was a tremendous evening for Atchison, who scores on its first two possessions of the game, and then they don't score, and then they score on what? Six of the last seven. So, you know.
Yeah, six of your last seven ended up in touchdowns. Again, it was just eight of your ten tonight. If you have 80% of your drives end in touchdowns, you're going to take that,
you like that
every night. Atchison was 62 points tonight, and this is the Highland Park team who we talked about prior to last week. They've gone the first 4 weeks without giving up a point. Last week struggled a little bit in Wichita. Tonight they give up 62, and Atchison, that's kind of been their zone, is scoring in that, I won't tell you the exact number, but for Atchison, scoring in that 55 realm. They've gone over 55 points now four times.
Yeah.
They've gone over 49 in the last five games.
So the Phoenix have found their offense. And the defense not doing too shabby either. Again, a team like Highland Park who's been scoring in the 60s, holding them to three scores tonight. And how about that defense? Interception, just interception crazy tonight. Lance Norris, two interceptions. Jay-Z Kelly with one. Leighton Boldridge with one. And Gus, those four interceptions, I would say there are over 300 yards of offense in those four.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because, right, Jay-Z and Leighton were both either in the end zone or at the goal line, and they took those all the way down the field. And but I thought we're going to be 100-plus yard touchdown returns before they got caught. I was impressed tonight, though, with the speed of Highland Park, right? How many times did we see them chase a play down, you know, plays that they could have given up on? They didn't. But tonight, Atchison is going to move on. They move to 5-1 overall, and for Highland Park, they are going to fall to 4-2 this season. So for Atchison, yeah. I mean, they're going to win the Meadowlark this year.
Yeah,
Highland Park has one game left.
I was going to say, what you do is Monday morning, you call the engraver and say, put the Phoenix on that championship trophy right now, because this cake is out of the oven, right?
Yep.
Hey, want to thank you for having been here this evening. Here's the deal. Atchison dominant tonight. Usually we bring you Benedictine football tomorrow. We're talking all about that game and the Ravens and their upcoming opponent in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, but that's not happening. Benedictine, like the rest of the conference, has this Saturday off. It's kind of that midpoint break, and stuff. Do you like it? Do you not like it? I suppose it depends on how you're playing and how healthy you are.
Yeah, I don't care for it because I like to just keep playing through. I think for especially this year's team, they could use a week to get a little healthy, right? Kind of getting banged up a little bit over the last couple weeks. So get everybody righted and get ready for a sprint to the finish.
Yep, and along with, of course, the Ravens, the Chiefs also are off this week for their midseason bye week. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us. Congratulations to head coach Tim Smith and the Atchison Phoenixes. Again, Atchison prevails this evening 62-21 over Highland Park. Stick around for the high school football scoreboard show. And until we greet you next week, for Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio, Best Couch with me here in the booth, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care 93.7. Stay up to date with your favorite local sports program by following them on our website at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.